Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
I can hear you. People who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that moment? And it was out of everything that could have been said at that one defining moment. Out of everything that could have been said, as you had the dirty first responders with ash smeared on their faces, their clothes black and gray, the ashes of the collapsed tower still smoking. And out of everything that could have been said at that moment, that was the perfect thing to say. And I thought that even being someone who had at that time, I didn't support George W. Bush. That was before my awakening. 14 years ago today, I can't even believe it's been 14 years. It's one of those things that happens and it's a snapshot. It's unfortunate that when tragic things happen, it's either supremely happy or supremely tragic, but more often than not, supremely tragic. And every single thing, that's the cruelty of tragedy. Not only do you suffer a loss, but it's that double cruelty of you remember every single thing about it for the rest of your life. It's just, it is embedded into your brain. Everything. Even the way the weather was. Do you remember how the weather was just absolutely perfect that day? Clear skies. It was a crisp fall day. It was a little cool in the morning. It was just a gorgeous day. And it seemed like it was, everybody remembers it as being just, you know, the perfect fall day when they woke up, you know, and the sun came up and it was bright and starts out a little cool and then it's going to be warmer later. And you had no idea that it would contrast so sharply with the events that happened later. Today is Patriot Day, and as we always do, since I first went on air weeks before the election in 2008, we always have a solemn remembrance of this day. And I don't think it gets easier. I think for some of us, it's still just as raw as it was when it took place. as when it happened 14 years ago. I was 21 years old, and I had an infant sitting in the floor of our tiny house in St. Louis, and I had no, I mean, we knew about the 93 World Trade Center attacks, right? But the building still stood.
Hold on the play.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are from Burney High School. It's high school football on AM 1460 KCNR. Tonight's game is the UPrep Panthers. They're our visiting club taking on the Burney Raiders. We got about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter for the JV game, and then we'll get going with kickoff right around 7:30 or shortly thereafter. We're going to start our program off talking to the Burney High School coach. This gentleman is Clint McClurg. He's in his ninth year here at Burney teaching the football culture. And, Coach, for me, it's kind of a special night to be up here broadcasting from Burney since I played here in 1981. And it's just a really exciting thing for me to be a part of this program from a coach.
All right. Well,
welcome to the show.
Hey, well, it's good to be here. I'm really excited that we have the opportunity to have a former alumni coming here and broadcast our contest tonight. And it is very exciting to be here and just a great opportunity to coach these kids up, love them up.
You have seen this football program develop and grow over the last 9 years before you took it over. What has been your greatest challenge at coaching at a smaller school?
Well, I think the biggest challenge right now would ultimately just to create that culture of, you know, putting in everything that you got, putting in the extras, realizing that, you know, it's just a lot of hard work and dedication. And that's a huge obstacle to overcome. However, we have a great group of young men, and we've had some success throughout my 9 years here, making the postseason 3 of the last 8 years. And, you know, they're a good group of kids, you know, and but that's the biggest obstacle to overcome, hands down.
Okay, so you know, you've got some scouting reports on UPrep. You know that they're going to be coming at you on a more or less a hurry-up offense. That seems to be a lot of styles that a lot of people use now. What is it that you do to prepare for that hurry-up? Your defense is going to be on the move all night long.
Well, it was a great opportunity to install our two-minute offense where, you know, we do have a no-huddle offense that, like I said, it's our two-minute offense, so it's not our base offense. But it was a great opportunity to work that and get our defense ready and knowing that there's not going to be rest. It's tough to substitute. You do have to play a lot of base defense in those situations because the communication is minimal and it's such an up-tempo pace.
You guys have been preparing all week for this. You know about UPrep. They're 2-0. You guys are 0-2. That really doesn't mean a whole lot because it's non-conference game and there's not a whole lot of pressure on you guys to win. So from you, you run a variation of the wing tee offense. And from your perspective in terms of running the ball a lot or throwing the ball a lot, what are your keys to this game?
Well, the keys to any game, whether it's Pop Warner to the pros, is the young men up front. And so whether it's the run game or the pass game, ultimately we want to create some balance, but we need to establish the men up front and provide time in the passing game and at the same time get a surge when we want to move this, run the ball.
Tonight's game is going to be a really good game. I will tell you what it is. The keys to the game are brought to you by Kia. Also, Pitt River Casino joining the broadcast tonight for the just the special night here, Tri-Counties Bank offering service with solutions, tricountiesbank.com. Check them out and see how they can make things happen for you. Let's talk, Coach, for just a couple of moments about your quarterback, and that would be Alex Madera. What is his strength?
His strength, hands down, is leadership. He's been one guy that he makes every workout. He's not a real vocal leader, but you don't need that when he just leads by example. He's one of those young men right now that in a small school sometimes complacency can set in, and he's just the exact opposite. He is driven intrinsically. Every rep in practice, every rep in the game, you just know you're getting his absolute all. And I tell you what, from anyone, any kid, and especially your quarterback, you really do love it, and you love to coach it.
You got a gentleman in the backfield that you're depending on tonight to have a really good football game, and that is part of your running game, and that's Caden Tyron. This kid is a junior, And he's got a lot of promise, and he's got a lot of quickness, and he's got a lot of things. What do you expect out of this kid tonight?
What I like about Caden Tyran is, believe it or not, he's linear. So when you're trying to run, you know, between the tackles and you want to hit that trap or a belly, you know, you want a guy like that. He's north and south, and you know, even when things break down a little bit, you know that he's not going to lose you three or four. He's going to get you back to the line of scrimmage. But I hands down like his linear approach to running the ball, and he's been working his tail off this last week, so he's ready for the opportunity.
You have a great challenge for you tonight, a little bit bigger of a school, and you guys are coming off an 0-2 start. How do you motivate your players to go up against a school like UPrep?
Ultimately, you know, it is a motto, regardless of who we're playing right now, is just to do the best that you can every play and focus in. I know it's cliche, but it's the truth. If every young man right now just puts their hand down and just gives it their absolute all, that's how you prepare. And as a coach, you can't ask for more than that. Just them to go out there and do the best of their abilities each and every play, one snap at a time, and just leave it on the field.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for hosting this program tonight here and being on the pregame show. We wish you lots of great luck and a great football game.
Thank you very much.
All right, there is your coach for Burney High School. That is Clint McClurg in his ninth year here at the high school. And I tell you what, we're in for a great football game here tonight. And we'll talk a little bit more about Coach Gene Pacini and a little bit later on in the pregame. But we will be back in just a couple of moments on AM 1460 KCNR.
3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming.
Are you ready for this?
Friday, September 25th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Tickets are just $10. $10!
The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live, in person, for one night only.
These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy.
Friday, September 25th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world famous Men of Hunks, the show, will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night and see why Hunks, the show, is the number one male review in the world.
Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today.
For details, log on to WindRiver.com.
Must be 21 to attend.
Hunks are better at the river.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football teams. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
We are back on AM 1460 KCNR for Friday Night High School Football. Tonight's matchup, the UPrep Panthers visiting the Burney High School Raiders. The Intermountain area, much cooler up here than it is in the... We are back on AM 1460 KCNR for Friday Night High School Football. Tonight's matchup, the UPrep Panthers visiting the Burney High School Raiders. The Intermountain area, much cooler up here than it is in the Reading area where we normally are. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, providing service with solutions. Visit TriCountiesBank.com to see how they can make things happen for you, member FDIC. And the keys to the game are brought to you by Reading Kia. Tonight's game also brought to you by Pitt River Casino. We're here now with Coach Brad Baker. He's the head coach of the UPrep Panthers. They've made the hour trip up here to Burney for tonight's game. Coach Baker, thank you so much for joining us on the pregame.
Great. Thanks. Good to be here.
I got a couple of questions for you here. I want you to tell me a little bit about the first previous games that you've had. You took a commanding lead in both of those games. Your football team looked really good. It seemed like everybody performed well. How do you categorize your football team and as a team for those first two games of the season?
Opening up against Edna was a big deal. We had never beat them before, 0-4 in school history, including an opening playoff game loss back in 2008. And coming into this game, you know, losing three in a row the last consecutive seasons, it was a big deal to beat Edna. So we jumped on an opening lead right off the bat, and just didn't look back. We played nasty defense, and we ran the ball really effectively. So over 400 rushing yards, that was key. And then Mount Sass is a bigger, definitely a physical team. You know, we gave up size to them, but we tried to dominate them with speed. And I think we did that pretty well. Once again, for the second week in a row, our defense had less than 100 yards moved on us. Mount Shasta ate some penalties, and they might have completed maybe 8%. I think we caught more passes of theirs than they did, so that was kind of fun.
You're off to a very good start. First two games, you got really impressive wins. The UPREP Panthers are in the Mid-Valley League. Tell me a little bit about that league. I know that UPREP's been around since 2004. Give us a little bit of history before you answer that question on the football program itself.
All right. Well, UPREP's football program established itself in 2007 with a JV squad. It was our fourth year of being an actual school, and we were just bringing up a freshman class slowly that rose into a small senior class, and at that time we just created a JV program. 2008 is when I moved to Redding, California, and joined UPREP staff as a JV head coach. But we moved into a varsity season there, actually ran to the playoffs 9-2. Bobby Shuffleberger was our head coach at the time, and he did a great job. And we got a nice playoff run. Lost to Edna first round there. And then 2010-11, we had rosters anywhere from 12 to 16, maybe at most 17 guys at the starts of the season. And come the end of the season, it was Ironman football across the board. And I think we were shut out about 11 times. Those kids were the key, though, because they allowed us to have football today, and they bridged the gap so that we could have success today. It was a big deal. It's 2011 on, we've won some games, but we've never breached the playoffs since that 2008 time, and we're looking forward to do that now.
Tonight, of course, is a non-league game. You are in the Mid-Valley League. Who's your toughest competition in the Mid-Valley League?
So Mid-Valley, that's a stacked league. East Nicholas and Hamilton City, some of our tough games there. East Nick took it all the way to the semifinals. Williams only lost to East Nicholas the game before in the playoffs. And you look at section titles, and all these teams could contend. Trinity's tough up in the mountains. I think we gave up way too many points last year to them up at their place. And looking forward to them coming down here. That'll be a really good matchup.
Okay, good. Let's talk about players for just a couple of moments. Tell me who is, and tell me a little bit about the man who's going to be leading your football club tonight, your quarterback.
Max Yoshida is a very intuitive, athletic player. He's got a gifted arm. He moves well. He sees the field phenomenally well. He can pick out open receivers on any side of the field on any play. It's really neat. So he's a huge asset for us.
Tell us a little bit more about your other key offensive players.
Other key players definitely start with the offensive line. Trevor Harder's a beast there. We got some guys on the edge that can run well. Colton Taylor is a fullback that put up over 100 yards first two games. Spencer Hartman's also gone over on the century mark for the first two games, so they do a nice job there. Chris Coons, awesome kid, absolute beast of a kid. He comes in off the bench as a junior, just getting his feet wet, but watch it, he gets in the end zone a lot.
So let's jump to the other side of the football and tell me about your defense. What are you bringing to the game tonight in terms of defense?
We hope to bring more of the same, just pounding the inside. We have a very good defensive line. Trevor Harder leads that group. David Shattuck's done an awesome job. Ryan Bertocco's done a great job. Then there's Spencer Hartman and John Downey on the outside setting the edge. We're pretty solid inside. You just take a step back and then look at the Grueler brothers and what they've done. Both of them have averaged over 10 tackles a game. Colton Grueler is senior. He's leading our team with 24 tackles, doing an awesome job.
Tell me from either a scouting report or what you have heard, what do you think that you are going to expect from Bernie tonight?
I expect a single tight end set, kind of like a pro with a double wing set, and a single receiver, fullback, those two wings. We'll see some motion. They'll run some fly sweep. They'll run some option. They'll run some bootleg. They'll run some kind of lead type inside run. They'll come at you. They'll play hard. That quarterback's a weapon, so we want to get on him early and often.
Okay, we talked about offense. We talked about defense. So collectively, between the two, from your point of view as coach, what are your keys to tonight's game?
Don't let their quarterback move the ball on us is number one. And number two, don't take these guys for granted because they will punch you in the mouth. And then finally, if we play great defense and we can run the rock, we'll be just fine.
Coach, I want to talk to you about tempo, because in the first two games that I've done this season, I saw the hurry-up offense by Shasta. They were able to keep it going the entire game. We thought they'd go like maybe a half. Last week, I saw Red Bluff with the tempo offense. It didn't last too long. And so I've seen one extreme to the other. And you had mentioned a little bit earlier that tempo might be a key to the game. What kind of an offense does the UPREP Panthers run, and what tempo do you use?
Well, I'll give you some inside information. It's kind of fun. If you look at North State football and the success that happens up here, a lot of that's come out of Coach Matt Hunsaker's Central Valley Falcons over the years, a decade long of dominant football, just a great program that always went above and beyond their competition. And there's been an influence from that area that has brought the wing T tempo a new look. And you'll see that both in Shasta's function and at UPREP's function. And what we do is we just try to fly. We want a ball snapped every 15 seconds or less. And usually it's the officials that slow us down. So that's the focus that we have, and we're just trying to keep flying with that kind of energy. And we have to condition really well, and then we want to play four very, very intense quarters.
Final question, Coach. I don't want to reveal any strategy secrets, but we're not going to, because, you know, game's about, the kickoff's about to take place here in just a few minutes. But do you think the UPREP Panthers are going to be more effective on the ground or in the air tonight?
We'll be just fine if we run the ball 75 times, so we'll leave it there. Looking forward to putting the rock in the end zone on the ground.
Well, it's a little bit cooler up here than it is in Reading, where UPREP is from, so we thank you for being on the pregame show. We wish you a great football game, and good luck to you tonight.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Coach Brad Baker, UPREP Panthers visiting team here tonight against the Bernie Raiders. Stand by. The opening kickoff is about to take place. We'll be back in a moment on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Imagine winning a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday in September. Play the flat-screen frenzy swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. This isn't any ordinary TV. It's a smart TV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in September. Watch your favorite TV show, movie, or game on your very own 65-inch flat-screen with the sound and feel of a movie theater. Swipe to win. Swipe. Play to win. Play. Stay to win. Stay. Cash and free slot play up for grabs, too. Win cash. Flat-screen frenzy. Swipe to win Wednesdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. More fun. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-780-3410. That's 1-800-780-3410. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-780-3410. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-780-3410. Call right now.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back to Bernie High School. We are here tonight for the UPrep Panthers, a visiting team, and the Bernie Raiders. Final score of the JV game, UPrep 35, Bernie 12. And we're getting set up now. The UPrep Panthers are out here on the field doing some warm-up. Game time starts in exactly 11 minutes and 52 seconds. Bernie team is now on the field, and they're doing a very special color guard for the nature of the day. 14 years ago, September 11th, of course, happened, and everybody is in tune with that today. We did an on-air radio broadcast this morning, and we talked about, you know, everybody's story of what were you doing when September 11th at 8:47 in the morning took place. And I was broadcasting in San Francisco with a news team, and we had television monitors, and we heard that there had been an airplane crash, and we turned the TV to the news station, and as we were watching, we saw that second plane go into the second Twin Tower, and it changed my life forever, and it changed many lives forever, and hopefully it changed your life forever as well. So today is kind of a memorial for the September 11th event that took place 14 years ago. And another really special memorial to me is when I rolled into the Bernie football high school team and the football field today, the field is in like great condition. It just looks spectacular. They now have a brand new scoreboard. It says Home of the Raiders on it, and it's got, you know, home guests and all that stuff. But below it, it says in memory of Terry Arndt, our friend. And that's just, it hit me. It hit me hard. And so tonight's game, I'm dedicating to Terry and the Arndt family and all my friends here from Bernie. I love you all. We're looking forward to a good football game. We're going to go here probably in about 10 minutes. We'll do one more live segment here in a moment. And we'll be back in a moment on AM 1460 KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. As the winter comes on and children are stuck inside, let's make sure our firearms are stored safely in a locked cabinet or safe. Basic safety rules and a gun owner's ethical code demand this common sense approach to the safety of our friends and our family. To learn more about the responsible use of firearms, call NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Back here at Bernie High School for tonight's matchup, the U Prep Panthers against the Bernie Raiders. Let's talk about the players for a couple of moments. On the visiting side, we got some good guys to take a look at, and one of them is number 9, Maxwell Yoshida. He is their senior quarterback. He's 6 foot, 175. They've got a running back named Colton Taylor, who's been one of the most impressive guys on their team so far this year. He's also a senior, but he's not too big. He's 5'9", 165 pounds. Spencer Hartman's the running back. He's a big dude, 6'2", 207. Kyle Ellis, a running back. He is a senior as well, another senior who we're expecting good things out of tonight, or at least the coach is. He mentioned on that, and that's the number 74, who is Trevor Harder. Now, Trevor does he plays on both sides of the ball. He's a center on offense, and he's a defensive tackle on the defensive side of the ball. And coach is expecting really cool things to happen out of that player tonight. On the Bernie side, their quarterback leading the charge tonight is going to be Alex Madera. He is a senior. Kyler Marks, also a senior, will be doing some work as a tight end and a defensive end. That's my old position. Caden Tyran is a junior. He is number 25. He's a running back. Brandon McFarland, the coach has all good things to say about that young man. He's number 32, 6'3", 160 pounds. Both teams now sending their captains out to the middle of the field. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left until kickoff. We'll take a 2 minute break and we'll be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We are back here from Bernie High School football field. 1 minute to go until game time. They're going to do some introductions and a very special September 11th color guard presentation, and we're looking forward to that. I wanted just to look back about 34 years ago when Coach Gene Pacenti was the coach of this football team. And by the way, Coach Ron Conley is here on the field tonight too. So that was a special moment, spending some time with Coach Conley, because I played for him baseball, basketball, and football. And it was just nice to see him. He's doing great. For everyone who's listening, Coach Conley is in great shape, and he's feisty as ever. And we're looking forward to that. So they're going to do a little presentation here. We'll take a couple of minutes break, and we'll be back in a moment for the kickoff on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
You need to sign up for 5 minutes.
We are back here, Burney High School, the Intermountain area, a lot cooler than it is in the Redding area. And we are getting ready for the opening kickoff. Both teams are poised and ready to go here. I will give you a little description of what you're watching. So if you can envision this, the field is beautiful, lush green. Freshly painted yard lines on it all the way through the 100 yards of the football field. Brand new goalposts, brand new scoreboard in memory of our friend Terry Arndt. And Coach Gene Pacenti's name is on the press box. So, I mean, how exciting is this for me to be here tonight announcing my old football team? It's been 34 years since I graduated from this school, and we are just about ready to go. Opening kickoff set to begin here in just a couple of moments. Want to thank our friends at Pitt River Casino for sponsoring the broadcast here tonight, along with some other very important people, and that's Tri-Counties Bank, offering service with solutions. TriCountiesBank.com, and check them out and see how they can make things happen for you. Also, Reading Kia, thank you so much. They're bringing you the keys to the game. We got keys from both clubs. Coach Brad Baker, we spoke with a little bit earlier, and Coach Clint McClure, Bernie. Bernie team's all fired up. I'm on the Bernie side, the near side. Green. They are in all green with gold numbers and green helmets. They will be moving from our right to our left. The UPrep Panthers are in black pants, white jerseys with blue numbers, and dark blue helmets. And they will be moving from our left to our right. Panthers will receive the kickoff as we get ready to go here in just a couple of seconds. Kickoff's ready to go. Zachary Wolfer is back deep to receive. Also, number one, Spencer Hartman, who's a running back. He is also back to receive the kick. They've got like four guys back deep to receive the kick. Another guy there looks like number three. And that would be Colton Taylor. So two of their all-stars are back deep to receive the kick. There's the whistle, and this football game is underway. There's the boot. Short kick. That's picked up by number one, Spencer Hartman. He is on the move, and he brings it out to just across the 40-yard line. Ran out of bounds on the Bernie side, and this football game is underway. So it'll be first and 10 for the UPrep Panthers here at Bernie High School. It's a beautiful night for football, nice and cool. I don't know what the temperature is, but it's perfect. Absolutely perfect night for a football game here. We're looking forward to some great stuff. Quarterback Maxwell Yoshida hands it off up the middle. Maybe picked up a couple of yards. The ball carrier on that one was Colton Taylor. That's a 5-yard gain. The hurry-up offense is in effect. Yoshida in the shotgun formation, man in motion, hands it off again to the same guy. Number one, over to the left-hand side, Spencer Hartman. Hartman takes it up the middle, cuts back, makes a few more yards, and takes it down to about the 25-yard line of the Bernie Raiders. So, UPrep threatening to strike early on in this game.
Number one, Spencer Hartman.
First down. Now, that will stop the clock so they can move the chains. But that doesn't slow down the UPrep Panthers whatsoever. They are on the move in the no-huddle offense. Nice. Handoff up the middle to Kyle Ellis. Ellis is dragging players with him, and he drags them down near the goal line.
Oh, man. He hit the hole nice.
Great play. Kyle Ellis on the run.
Up to the 1-yard line.
All right. It'll be first and goal. And play is set to go. A handoff up the middle. Over to the left-hand side. There's a sign. And Spencer Hartman over left tackle. And he'll score 6 points for the UPrep Panthers. So, Panthers strike first in this football game. Drove it all the way and just does less than a handful of plays down to the goal line. They're set up for the kick. Extra point coming up right now as we are in motion. Everyone on the line of scrimmage ready to go. Here comes the snap. There's the snap. There's the placement. There's the kick. It is up, and it is good. So with 10:56 left to play in the first period, Panthers strike first out of UPrep, out of Reading. Score at the moment, 7. In favor of the Panthers, and 0 for the Bernie Raiders. And we'll be back in 60 seconds with another kickoff.
Get your daily dose of caffeine and support Turtle Bay Exploration Park at Caffeinate for a Cause. On Thursday, September 17th, Dutch Bros locations in Reading and Palisadro will be taken over by local celebrities to serve as your baristas and help raise money for Turtle Bay. Stop by any location between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to support your favorite exploration park. Make sure you like Turtle Bay on Facebook and meet your celebrities. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
All right, getting set for the kickoff right here. There it is. That's a nice boot. Takes it down right to the goal line. That's taken at the 4-yard line. Gentlemen on the move over onto the left-hand side. That'll be number one on the return of Alex Madera, and he is their quarterback. He brings it out to about the 18-yard line. So it'll be first and 10.
Alex Madera on the return.
First and 10 for the Bernie Raiders. They'll go to work.
To the 20-yard line. First down, Raiders.
Okay, ball's in play. We're ready to go. 10:46 left to go in the first period. 7-0. U Prep as the Bernie Raiders go to work. Alex Madera, first to strike. Handoff right up the middle. Nice gain right up the middle.
Number 25, Caden Tyran.
Caden Tyran, we talked about him in the pregame show, and his first run from scrimmage was a pretty good pickup.
Played by number 52, Evan Armstrong.
So it'll be first and 10. That was a good play for the Bernie Raiders, and they're off and moving once again. Quarterback hands off to the left-hand side. Great run. Another first down for the Bernie Raiders, and they're looking good so far. Ready to stride back. Tyler Marks was the ball carrier on that one. Two plays, two first downs. 10:15 left to play, 7-0. U Prep right now. So the ball is now spotted on the U Prep 43-yard line. And Bernie set to take the snap. There it is. Madera back to pass. He throws it over to the right-hand side. Had a guy wide open and overthrew him. Pass was intended for Kyler Marks, number 8.
Bring up second and 10.
He was just overthrown just a little bit. So missed opportunity there. It'll be second and 10. Ball on the 47-yard line with 10:10 left to play in the first period. Bernie runs a wing tee offense, quarterback right up on center. They don't run a shotgun. He hands it off right up the middle, and there he goes. Number 25, Caden Tyran, and he'll go the distance. Touchdown, Bernie.
That's number
right up the middle. Nobody laid a finger on him.
47 yards.
No flags on the play, and that will be a good score right there.
Down. Looks like a first false start. Raiders.
False start called on the Bernie Raiders on the extra point, so they'll take another run at it. They'll just back them up a little bit. Bernie in the huddle right now, and we have both teams strike very early, 7-6 right now. They're going for the extra point, and they are going to try for the two-point conversion. Madera throws it over to the left-hand side in the flat in the end zone, and that is caught, and that two-point conversion is good. So Bernie looking good with 10 minutes and 2 seconds left to play in the first period. The score is tied 7-7, and we'll be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit LettingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Lamb Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Sellers, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Sellers. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR. Shasta, ready.
All right, the cheers you are hearing was a very interesting play. We missed the kickoff by just by a couple of seconds. There is a flag down on the play, and it's on the Bernie side. So that went downfield to about the 35-yard line, and Bernie, one of their players, touched it. He fumbled it. Bernie picked it up. But we'll get the call here in just a second from the referee. And we'll see whose ball it is. Personal foul against UPrep. So that'll be an additional 15 yards, and Bernie will take over on the, it wasn't an onside kick, but it was the same result. It'll be Bernie football. Personal foul may have been a late hit.
I'll start right at the 12-yard line. First 10. Raiders.
It'll be first and 10 for the Bernie Raiders here. The ball is on the 12-yard line. Madera up over center. He's got a guy out wide to the right. Man in motion. Whistles are out. That'll be an encroachment call, offsides against UPrep. So they'll move him a little bit closer. That should take him down to about the 7-yard line, and it'll be first and goal for the Bernie Raiders.
Move the ball up. Half the distance to the goal, first down, the Raiders.
First and goal for Bernie. Madera up over center. He hands it off right up the middle. Same play they scored the touchdown on a couple of moments ago, and that was number 25, Caden Tyran, and he picks up a couple of yards.
25, Tyran on the carry.
Agent it'll be second and goal.
58, Colt Grohler. Kings up 10th and 3 for the Raiders.
Okay, Bernie out of the huddle. You prep on defense. They're ready to go. Madera up over center. He's got a guy in motion. He hands it off over to the right-hand side, and there will be no gain on that play. Ball carrier, Devin Christensen.
And on the carry, stop for no gain.
That'll bring a third down and 3, or third down and goal, with 9 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Our first period. Score is 8-7 in favor of the Bernie Raiders. They're looking good so far this evening. Great night for football here. A great crowd. It's nice, cool temperatures. Madera. Now, Madera up over center. He'll take the snap, and he'll fade back to pass. And he looks left. He looks right. He's got a guy over on the right-hand side. And that will be incomplete. Pass intended for number 32, Brandon McFarland. incomplete pass.
For number 32, Brandon McFarland.
So that'll bring up fourth and goal.
Seven for the Raiders.
And Bernie will take a timeout with 8:36 left to play in the first period. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, we are back from Bernie High School. It's the UPREP Panthers and the Bernie Raiders, and it's fourth down for the Bernie. They're inside the 10-yard line, right about the 7. 3 yards to go for a first down. Madera, number one, he is up over center, set to take the snap. He's got a man in motion. Madera now back to pass again. He's got a lot of pressure on him. He rolls out to the right, and he is brought down at about the 24-yard line. That is a sack.
Madera.
So the Raiders were unsuccessful in capitalizing on that turnover on the kickoff, so it'll be UPREP ball. With 8 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. UPREP in their hurry-up offense, and they are ready to go. Snap goes to the quarterback. They hand it off to the left-hand side. He's got a guy downfield. He's running, and he takes it all the way down to the 44-yard line of the Raiders. Hurry-up offense. The only thing they're waiting for is the first down markers, the chain gang, to move the chains. And there's a man down for UPREP back at the other end of the field at about the 35-yard line. So we will have an injury timeout here. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're making a difference where it matters most. We can help. The Community Grants Program from Dignity Health, North State supports local, nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, we've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. July 17th is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, we're back here at Bernie High School with 8:19 left to go in the first period. Scores Bernie 8-7 for the UPREP Panthers. They've got a guy down, and they're attending to him right now, and they're helping him up. He's okay, just rattled, a little shocked. That's a big dude, too, number 77, Bradley Patnaud, who's 6'4". 235 pounds, and he is a junior. So, a little shaken up, but he should be back in play here in a couple of plays. It'll be a first down for the UPREP Panthers, and they are set to go. Yoshida, the quarterback for UPREP, and he will take the snap, hand it off right up the middle, and there's a big hole there. The gentleman takes it down, and he is down to close to the 10-yard line.
Number three, Colton Taylor.
Colton Taylor having a good game so far. He was right up the middle.
Tackled by number 32, Brandon McFarland.
They're down to about the 15, 17-yard line right now. And Yoshida hands off up the middle one more time. Only a couple yard gain on that one.
Defense, 24, Christopher Coons on the carry.
Christopher Coons. Spencer Harmon is out there. He's having a pretty decent game so far, but it's early on. Maxwell Yoshida will take the play. And there is the snap. Shotgun formation. Hands it off over to the right-hand side. He's got a guy over to the 10. He's down to the 5. Touchdown. UPREP. Touchdown. Nobody touched him, and that was number 20 ball carrier Kyle Ellis with the score with 7:28 left to play.
Number 20, Kyle Ellis.
That'll make it 13-8 in favor of UPREP, and we'll set to go for the extra point. UPREP will kick for the extra point. Ali Malik set to kick. There's the snap. There's the placement. It's up, and it is good. So score was 7:28 left to play in the first period. UPREP 14, Bernie 8, and we'll be back in 60 seconds for the next kickoff on AM 1460 KCNR. UPREP 14.
This is Ted Leidy at Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As you know, NFI has been committed to personal protection since 2007. For a limited time, all Shasta County residents will receive a free gun rental and ammunition to complete their CCW training. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, back at Bernie High School football game. 14-8 right now. Here comes the kickoff. It goes deep to the left. And that is fielded by number 8. He'll hand it off to the quarterback, number 1, and he'll bring it out to about the 25-yard line. So kind of a reverse play there. Alex Madera ended up with the football.
Madera takes kickoff up to the 25-yard line.
And that's where the Bernie Raiders will take over. First and 10 from the 25. Scores 14-8. 7:18 left to play in the first period. Madera, quarterback, having a busy night. He's also the kickoff returner. Might be a punt returner, but we've not really seen a punt yet. Okay, Bernie lined up on the ball. Madera takes the snap, hands it off over to the middle, over to the right-hand side tackle. Pretty good gain of about 5 or 6. Nice gain. They'll pick up 5 on that.
Tackle made by number 64.
Caden Tyran, gentleman, the only man in the backfield, is being called upon a lot tonight to make things happen. So Tyran, so far, has been a busy boy. 6:47, clock is running. Madera up over center. Man in motion over to the right-hand side. He hands off over to the right tackle. Takes it right back to the line of scrimmage before he is brought down.
Number 21, Nicholas Gazzard.
Nicholas Gazzard.
That's for no gain by number 2, Zachary Wolfer. No gain on his play.
Bernie holding up pretty good so far for playing a bigger school here tonight. And we had a nice little chat with them in the locker room before they came out. And hopefully we were able to instill a little motivation for them. So far they came out with the opening drive. That looked really good. And now, fumble on the snap.
On the exchange.
And the Panthers will pick up that fumble. So now UPREP will have first and 10 at the approximately the 30-yard line. And they now all of a sudden are getting close to the red zone with 6 minutes left to play in the first period. 14-8 in favor of UPREP. Yoshida takes the snap, hands it off up the middle to number 3, Colton Taylor, and whistles come out.
Whistle
And that is an official's timeout for whatever reason.
Whistle before the play.
So there will be no play on that one. Okay, one of the very few huddles we've seen so far tonight out of UPREP. They do it now. Yoshida hands off over to the left-hand side to number one, and that is Spencer Hartman. Hartman might be close to the first down.
One, Spencer Hartman.
And that will be a first down for Spencer Hartman.
Brought down after a gain of 10 by number 8, Kyler Mark.
Hurry up offense. They got a guy over to the right-hand side. He's almost brought down, but not quite enough. Touchdown, UPREP.
The number 20, Alex, for a touchdown.
There's the snap, and the extra point is up, and it's good. So with 5:35 left to play, it's UPREP 21, the Bernie Raiders 8, and we will be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Do you bank online, use public Wi-Fi, pay at the pump? If so, your identity could be at risk. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your identity, your bank accounts, investments, even your home equity. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-495-9060. 800-495-9060.
North State High School football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Alex Madera is back to receive the kick.
And number 8.
And Kyler Marks. Madera and Marks are propped up at about the 10-yard line, ready for the kick. There's the whistle. There's the approach. And another kickoff. Good. Kind of a wobbly kick. Goes to the left-hand side. Madera misses it, but he picks it right back up, and he runs to the left-hand side. He's got a wall of UPREP players in front of him. He brings it back about 3, maybe 4 yards, and that's where they will start at about the 16-yard line.
On the return.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Raiders. 5:23 left to play in the first period. 21-8 is the score.
Raiders from the 14-yard line.
Madera leading the charge here for the Bernie Raiders. He's the quarterback. He can run. He can throw. He's very versatile. The coach has nothing but good things to say about that ball player. And they're out of the huddle. They're up on the snap right now. Bernie moving from your right to your left. He's got a man in motion to the right-hand side. And half back down. Second guy in motion. Hands it off over to the right-hand side for a very little gain, maybe a 2-yard pickup.
5, Caden
Tyran
on the carry, picks up one.
Caden Tyran stopped after only a 1-yard gain.
And number 78, David Shattuck.
4:36 left to play. Game tonight brought to you by Pitt River Casino, supporting the Bernie and Intermountain area. Here comes Madera up over center. He's got a man in motion to the right. He fades back to pass, rolls out to the right. He's got a wide open guy. And he's got a man, and it's a complete pass to number 8, Kyler Marks. Marks takes it across the 45.
Kyler Marks, out to the 46-yard line.
They will spot it at the 46-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Bernie, and they are on the move. Bernie moving from the right to the left. Great night for football here. Good crowd. And Madera breaking the huddle right now and coming up over center. Man of motion to the left. There's another fumble on the snap. And UPrep picks up the fumble.
Recovered by
So it'll be UPrep ball at the 46, 47-yard line. They'll mark it at the 46. Okay, hurry up offense. Handoff goes to number one, and he goes off tackle to the left. He has two guys to beat. He's finally brought down by number 21, Nicholas Glazard, after about a 15-yard pickup. So it'll be another first down.
Number 21, Nick Glazard.
Hurry up offense for UPrep. Running it strong, looking good. Their helmets are glowing in the dark, practically. Hand up right up the middle to number three, Colton Taylor. Colton picks up a couple. It'll be second down.
Number three, Colton Taylor on the carry. Picks up short yardage, brought down by number 72, Michael Avalar. Brings a second down and nine. Shovel pass falls incomplete.
That's an incomplete pass.
A third and in for the UPrep Panthers.
Maxwell Yoshida takes the snap, fakes it up to the left-hand side, hands it off over to the right tackle. The Raiders bring him down after about a two-yard gain.
Eight, Kyle Ellis. Brought down by number 69, Noah Cassell. After a gain of two, brings up fourth and eight for the Panthers.
3 minutes left to play in the first period. It'll be fourth down for the Panthers. They obviously will go for it. They're getting close to the red zone. It's a quick pass over to the right-hand side, and that'll be an incomplete pass, and the Raiders will take over on downs.
Fourth down pass. Ball is incomplete. Bernie will take over on downs.
Yoshida had a guy wide open, and he hit him in the hands, and he bobbled it a little bit, but the defender was right on him, so he was able to disturb his concentration on that one. Incomplete, and it'll be Bernie ball at the 30-yard line, first and 10. Madera lines up over center. He's got a man in motion to the right-hand side. He has Madera back to pass. He's looking over to the right-hand side. He's in trouble. Looks over back to the middle now. The pass is complete for a very short gain, maybe about a... Okay, so they're calling that incomplete now. Tyran was the intended receiver. He was like a last-ditch effort right over the middle to pick up that ball. .245 left to play in the first period. Bernie Raiders on the move. Well, that'll be a false start call on the Raiders. Number 69, Noah Castle, missed the count. So that'll back him up 5 yards to the 25, and it'll be second and 15. Devin Christensen comes in, number 20. He'll work out of the backfield. They move him up to a wing T position on the left-hand side. Quarterback back to pass, and he's in trouble, and he will be brought down for a loss. Big loss for the Raiders on that one, third and 15. That'll bring up... See where they mark it for an official spot.
Madera, sacked for a loss on the play. Brings down a third and...
Okay, so it'll be third down and a long way to go. Ball marked at the 25 right now. All right. Madera has got a guy in motion, right to left. Madera, back to pass. Oh, and he is clobbered at the just above the 12-yard line.
Madera's pass incomplete, hit as he released, bringing up a fourth down and long to the Raiders.
That was a big loss. That'll be a fourth down situation, and the Bernie Raiders will set to punt from their own 17. Kershawn Pata back. Punt is blocked. The punt has been blocked, and UPREP has now put themselves in a great position. They are inside the 20. So, tough break for the Bernie Raiders. Punt blocked. They've had unsuccessful attempts the last two series that they ran the ball, and now UPREP takes over, and Max Yoshida hands off, keeps the ball, goes to the right side, and he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose about 2 yards on that play.
Hartman takes the handoff, brought down for a loss by number 25, Caden Tyran. Loss of two, the first and goal, second and goal for the Panthers. Mm-hmm.
Yoshida tries that one more time. Hands off right up the middle. Bernie football defense is really strong on that play, and they bring him down with no gain. 1 minute left in the first period. 21-8 in favor of UPREP.
24, Christopher Coons on the carry, brought down by number 64, Hunter Sophie, and number 69, Noah Cassell for no gain.
All right, there's the snap. There's a handoff over to the left-hand side. He's got a guy downfield, and that is number one of Spencer Hartman, and that is a touchdown, UPREP. Run play over to the left-hand side, just off tackle, and nobody touched him. 46 seconds left to play. The scoreboard says 27-8 right now. Set to go for the extra point. UPREP kicks their extra points. Everybody's in place. The ball is snapped. High snap. He puts it down, and he barely gets it off, and the kick is up, and it is good. So with 46 seconds left to play in the first period, 28-8 in favor of UPREP, and we'll be back in 60 seconds for the next kickoff here on AM 1460 KCNR.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Reading Andrea Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Reading Andrea and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Reading Andrea Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early. Only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, back at Bernie High School Football, here comes the kickoff. Kickoff is a squib kick that goes short to about the 35-yard line. One guy picks it up, he takes about three steps, and he's hammered. He really had no choice but to just pick that ball up and run.
Nice catch by Hunter Masofi. Takes it up to the 40-yard line. The first down for the Raiders.
Number 64, Hunter Masofi on that ball. I mean, he had no choice, but it was a short kick. It was a squib kick. Went right to him. So he took off running with it. Madera now will move. He's up on center. He's got a man in motion to the left-hand side. Hands it off over to the right-hand side. Over tackle. He may have got a pickup of about 2 yards on that play, and that's Tyran.
58, Colton Grueler. 57, Dawson Grueler. And 78, David Shattuck. Gain of one, the second nine for the Raiders.
Second and nine for the Raiders. We'll make that eight. 8 seconds left to go in the first period. We'll see if they can get the play off. Madera's got a man in motion left to right. He hands it off over to the right-hand side. Very short pickup, maybe a yard, maybe two, and that will end the first period. So after one, it's UPREP Panthers 28, Bernie Raiders 8, and we'll be back in 60 seconds, and they'll switch ends of the field, and we'll paint that picture for you just a second. Back in a moment here at AM 1460 KCNR.
Get your daily dose of caffeine and support Turtle Bay Exploration Park at Caffeinate for a Cause. On Thursday, September 17th, Dutch Bros locations in Reading and Palisadro will be taken over by local celebrities to serve as your baristas and help raise money for Turtle Bay. Stop by any location between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to support your favorite exploration park. Make sure you like Turtle Bay on Facebook and meet your celebrities. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
All right. Madera, quarterback keeper over to the right-hand side. Nice gain. He'll take it down to about the 46-yard line of UPREP.
Madera calls his own number. Off midfield, a first down for the Raiders.
Good play for Madera. He faked it over to the left-hand side, did a quarterback keeper over to the right, and he had a sizable gain on that one. It'll be first and 10 from the Raiders at the 47. Bernie on their own side of the ball field right now. He's got a man in motion to the right. He hands it off right up the middle, about a 4-yard gain for Devin Christensen.
Number 20, Devin Christensen on the carry, picks up five. The second and five for the Raiders.
So second and five with 11:33 left to play in the first half.
Trevor Harder on the tackle.
Raiders break the huddle. They move up to the ball's on the 41-yard line now. A handoff right up the middle. And that will go to number 25 of Caden Tyran. And he is stopped after about a 3-yard gain.
Tyran on the carry, but come by number 74, Harder, and 78, Shattuck. After a gain of one, brings up a third and three for the Raiders.
It'll be third and three for the Raiders as they are in their own territory. Ball inside the 40-yard line, and Bernie will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. Bernie. Take 30 seconds and be back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Pacific Medical Prosthetics and Orthotics is proud to support Colt 45's baseball. We are your local choice for quality prosthetics and custom orthotics. With all the latest technologies available, come see what you have been missing with a no-obligation consultation. Call 229-0351 to schedule an appointment today. We are conveniently located at 1760 Gold Street, Suite 400 in downtown Reading. You deserve the best. Call today, 229-0351.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Go, Raiders, go! Go, Raiders, go! Go, Raiders, go! Go, Raiders!
Okay, back here at Bernie High School, 10:51 left to play in the first half, 28-8 in favor of UPREP. Madera hands off right up the middle one more time to number 25. He breaks it to the 20. He's down to the 15. I'm sorry, he's down at the 20. Tyran with a nice run. That's what happens when the offensive line does their job and you get a sizable gain on that. It'll be first and 10 for the Raiders right at the 19.
First down.
Madeira up over center right now. He'll take the snap, hand it right up the middle one more time. Tyran with a nice gain there. He'll take it down to about the 12. It's hard to see exactly from our vantage point, so we'll find out where the exact spot is going to be. And UPREP will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Ball carrier Tyran, he's up across the 10, but not by much. It's a very short gain. We'll see if Tyran picked up enough for the first down. He did not. It'll be third down.
58. Ruler.
Looks like it might be right about third and one.
Plus two first down yards, third and short.
Ball on the 10-yard line. Madeira takes the snap, hands it up right over the middle to Tyran, and he is met by a whole host of UPREP Panthers, and there will be no gain on the play.
Very good for a Raider first down.
Okay, so that was good enough for a first down. Madeira now will have a first and goal situation. An easy pass right over to the middle, and he had a guy, but it's broken up by number 67, looks like. Christopher Coons broke that pass up, so it'll be second and goal. Madeira set to take the snap. He'll do it. He'll go right up in the middle. He'll fake it, and he'll run it off tackle himself over to the right-hand side for a very little gain. Maybe a yard pickup on that one. Bernie is close down to the 5-yard line.
Madeira on the keeper. Picks up 3 yards, brought down by 58.
They'll spot the ball on the 6, so it'll be a 1-yard pickup. Third and goal for Bernie. UPREP taking a defensive stand right now, and they've got a guy split wide to the right. They hand it off right up the middle to number 25, and that is a touchdown, Bernie Raiders.
And Caden Tyran in.
Caden Tyran doing a nice job right up the middle.
Caden Tyran in.
So they're keeping it in the ball game here. Now it's 14-28, favor of the UPREP Panthers. And Bernie will look like they will line up to try to go for two again.
Get him down inside.
So the attempt for the two-point conversion is no good. So with 8:45 left to play, it's UPREP 28, Bernie 14. We'll take a quick break and be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to like.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot, Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR. Shasta, ready.
All right, we're back for the kickoff here with 8:45 left to go in the first period. It's 28-14 UPREP. There's a kick, a little wobbly of a kick. Oh, it goes past the UPREP number 20. He finally picks it up at the 12-yard line. He jostles a little bit to the right, now back to the left, and he has finally brought down at about the 36-yard line. Christopher Coons on the return.
Number 20, Kyle Ellis.
Or make that Kyle Ellis.
The kickoff of the 35, tackle made by number 64.
Kick was right to him, but it bounced, and he mishandled it. He had to go back about 5 yards to pick it up. Picked it up and brought it back at about 15-yard return. Ball is on the 35-yard line. UPREP now going from our right to our left. Set to go. Yoshida hands it off up the middle. Colton Taylor, the ball carrier, and he picks up about 4, maybe 5 on that play.
Taylor on the carry.
The official spot will be placed at about the 41-yard line, just across the 40. Yoshida takes the snap, hands off once again. Same play right up the middle. There's a big hole there. And he's still going, and he takes it down into Bernie territory at about the 36-yard line.
Tackle made by number 64, Masofi.
Colton Taylor with a nice pickup on that one for UPREP. And there is a referee timeout on the play. We got a player moving a little bit slow. That'll be number 7, Samuel Chimenti. Moving slow. Okay, we're back in action. Clock is running. 7:55 left to play in the first period. Yoshida in the shotgun formation, set to take the snap. He's down. He said he's got a guy in motion. Hands it off over to the right-hand side to number 34. He is on the move, and that is John Berger with a nice gain. Berger takes it down inside the 20.
Berger on the carry. Yard line. First down, tackle made by number 20, Devin.
Be another first down for the UPREP Panthers. They are now working from the 16, and a flag is down. Flag came out before the play started. That will be an illegal procedure call. False start. False start. That'll back him up 5 yards. It'll be first and 15. Ball will be placed outside the 20 right now. Clock is now moving, set to go. Yoshida set to take the snap. He does it. Hands it over to the left-hand side. Colton again over the middle, and he's got a short gain. Small pickup before he's brought down by 3 or 4 Raiders. They were on the case. Nice defense there. 7:15, clock is ticking right now. Left to go in the first half. It's 28-14 in favor of the Panthers. And there is another whistle.
And marker.
That'll be offsides against the Raiders. That'll give them a free 5 yards.
Bring it to a second.
So going with the no-huddle offense still right now, Yoshida set to go. Handoff goes right up the middle again to Colton. Correct that, make that 30 for John Berger on the run. So there's a little bit of confusion on the play right there. One of the UPrep players, and that forces UPrep to call a timeout. One of their players ran to the Bernie side. There were too many people on the field, so he had to come over to the Bernie side because that's where he was. So he went off, and UPrep was wise enough to call a quick timeout on that with 6:39 left to play. 28-14 is the score right now, and we'll just stick with you here because this is going to be a short timeout. Bernie all huddled up on their own sideline here. UPrep huddled up on their sideline as well. Some of the players getting some last-minute instructions. Somebody just missed an assignment is what happened on that last play. So now, UPrep's got it all figured out, and they're back in business, and Bernie ready to set up on defense. The 3rd and 6 ball is on the 13-yard line. UPrep moving from the right to the left. Yoshida, the quarterback, calling the plays. He's in the shotgun formation, man in motion to the right-hand side. Yoshida, back to pass. He's got a guy over to the right-hand side. And that's a complete pass, and that's 6 points. Another touchdown for UPrep. So it'll be an extra point, 34-14. They'll go for the extra point. Ball is in play, ready for the snap. Place kicker is in position. There's the snap. There's the placement. There's the kick. It's up, and it is good by an easy margin there. So 35-14 with 6:34 left to play, and we will be back in a moment at AM 1460 KCNR.
Correction, Kyle Ellis.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Okay, we're ready for the kickoff here with 6:34 left to play in the first period. 35-14 in favor of UPrep. Madera and Tyler Marks are back deep to receive the kickoff. Kind of a wobbly kick, and it goes deep into the end zone with nobody touching. That'll be a touchback, and they'll go from their own 20.
Kick sails into the end zone for a touchback. Raiders will take over on their own 20, first and 10.
First and 10 for the Raiders. They'll start from their own 20. They're moving from the left to the right. Madera hands it off up the middle where there will be no gain on that one.
Tyran on the carry, stop for no gain, brings up a 2nd and 10 for the Raiders.
Second 10 after no gain on that one. Madera back to pass. He flares out to the right-hand side. He's got a guy down on the 30-yard line. And that will be complete. It'll still be third down.
Madera pass complete to Kyler Marks. About 6 yards.
So Kyler Marks with a nice reception there. It'll be third and four, 6 yard pickup on that one. Into the ball game now comes Devin Christensen, number 20. Madera rolls out to the right hand side. He's got nobody to throw at. He's got three Panthers all over him, and he goes down with no gain. That might even be a loss.
Madera brought down for a loss on number one, Spencer Hartman. Bring it the fourth down, and
so that'll make it fourth down for the Raiders. That'll be a punting situation. Score is 35-14 in favor of UPrep. 5:31 left to play in the first half. Got to receive the punt. Christopher Coons, number 24. He's at the 45-yard line. Kind of a squib kick. Hits the referee. One of the Panthers goes down, and the ball goes out of bounds at about the 37, 38-yard line. We'll find out where the spot is for you here in just a second. That was kind of an odd play for a punt. It was kind of a squib kick. It's possible that somebody may have had a hand on it there for just a couple of seconds. And they will place the ball at the 38-yard line. UPrep in their own territory. Yoshida now takes the snap. Pitches it over to the right-hand side to three. That is Colton Taylor. Taylor with a nice gain. He'll pick up about five on that play. Colton Taylor, a busy boy tonight. He's number three. He's having a really good night so far. First half, less than 5 minutes to go. It'll be second and five now. Yoshida hands it up right up the middle to Colton Taylor again. He takes it off tackle, and he's got six Raiders all over him.
Taylor again on the carry. Met at the line by number 72, Michael Avalar.
Michael Avalar. On the defensive stop right there, Mike Avalar from Pitt River Casino being part of the broadcast here tonight. Thank you very much, Pitt River, for joining us on the game show. Whistles out, flags are down. We'll get the call from the referee here in just a second and find out exactly what took place that place. The whistle blew right as the ball was snapped.
Encroachment on the offense. That will back him up.
That may be one of the weirdest calls I think I've ever seen. Encroachment usually is a defensive call, but that was an offsides call is what it was. They've changed the language over the years. So they'll back him up 5 yards, and it'll be third and a ways to go for UPrep. Got a man in motion. Yoshida takes it, hands it up right up the middle to Colton. He jukes a couple of times. He's over to the right-hand side. He's got two guys to beat. He's getting down to the goal line. He's down. We'll see how far. And he makes it across the goal line. Touchdown, UPrep.
Taylor in for the touchdown.
Colton Taylor. Taylor making it look easy there. That'll bring the score up to 41-14. In favor of UPrep with 4:06 left to go in the first period. They're lined up for the snap and the extra point. There's the snap, the placement, the kick is up, and it is good. So, with 4:06 left to play, it's 42-14 in favor of the UPrep Panthers. We'll take 60 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, ready to go. Back here, Bernie High School with 4:06 left to play in the first half. It's 42-14 favor the UPrep Panthers. Madera and Marks back deep to receive the kickoff. Here's the approach. There's the kick. It's a nice kick. It'll go to the left-hand side. Madera will field that at the 10. He'll bring it up to the 15. He's up to the 20. He twists around. He's got a guy running him out of bounds. And the Bernie Raiders will start somewhere near the 20. Ball spotted at the 21-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Raiders. They're moving from their left to their right, and we'll see what Madera's got for them here with just under 4 minutes left to play in the first period. Devin Christensen comes in late with the play. Madera up over center. He's got a man in motion left to the right. He takes the snap, hands it off over to the right-hand side to Christensen. He is almost pulled down. He got away, and now he's going to the other direction. And he'll come down just over the 20. Probably a loss on the play there. Broken play for sure.
20, Devin Christensen,
tackle
for a loss.
Devin Christensen, the ball carrier that time. So Bernie working at a deficit right now. It is second down and about 19, a long way to go. Madera's up over center, set to take the snap. He's got a guy in motion from his left to his right. Madera back to pass, passes it over, and that'll be an incomplete pass intended for number 20, Devin Christensen. For some vantage point, that
pass was incomplete.
It could have looked like a lateral, but it was not. It was in front of the quarterback there, and then Panthers will pick up unnecessary roughness penalty against the Panthers, and that'll give Bernie another nice break that they needed right there. It'll be first and 10, I believe. Ball close to the 25-yard line where they make the spot right now. Seems to be a little bit of confusion on the field as to the placement of the ball. Okay, they got it all figured out. Ball's placed on the 27-yard line. It'll be third and 10. Handoff goes over to the left-hand side. I believe that was Kyler Marks. Picks up a couple, not much. So that'll be a 4th and 6 now from the Raiders at their own 27. They'll go into a punting situation. Punting the ball for the Raiders will be Kyler Marks.
Fourth down for the Raiders.
Bernie Ball Club only has 17 people on the entire club, so a lot of them are doing double duty. 2:25 left to go in the first period. Here's the punt. He gets it off nice and clean. Takes a nice bounce across down to the 40 and to the 37-yard line before Bernie downs it, and it'll be a dead ball at that point. 2:09 left to play in the first period. It's UPrep 42, Bernie 14. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips. So, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, we're back with 2:03 left to go. UPrep fumbled on that one, and the Raiders pick it up with 2:03 left to play. Raiders in a good position now. Ball is exactly on the 30-yard line. They've got 30 yards before they can reach the end zone. We'll see if they can do that. You would think that Caden Tyran will get the call. That's usually been their greatest weapon up the middle. All right, Madera set to take the snap, hands it off over to the right-hand side to number 20. He's got one guy beat. He's down to the 20, or he's down to the 23. Sorry, that is the Devin Christensen, the ball carrier. Christensen with a nice pickup right there.
Devin Christensen turns the corner, brought down by number 58, Colton Gruber, and number 74, Trevor Harder, but not after he picks up 7 yards, bringing up a second and three for the Raiders.
7 yard pickup. It'd be second and three. Raiders close to their red zone right now with 1:29 left to play in the first period. Madera right up the middle to number 25, Tyran. Not much of a gain, if any, right there. Maybe a yard. It'll be third down. Third down and a long two. Under a minute to go in the first period. They're calling it third down and two right now as Madera's tied up on the line. He's got one guy on him, and number 25, Tyran, gets the call, and he'll take it inside the 20, and that will be a first down Raiders with 35 seconds left to go in the half.
First down.
Be a good time to put some points on the board right now for Bernie.
First down Raiders.
Madera, quarterback keeper, over to the right-hand side. He runs into a wall of UPrep Panthers, and he's brought down immediately.
Madera on the carry, brought down to number one, Spencer Hartman. No gain on the play. Timeout, Bernie.
Bernie will take a timeout with 21 seconds left to go. We'll take a timeout with you, 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Okay, here we go. 21 seconds left to go in the first half. 42-14 in favor of the UPrep Panthers. Bernie Raiders looking to get a first down right here, and they would like a whole lot more with time running out in the first period. Quarterback back to pass, left-hand side. He's got a guy, but the ball is tipped, and it'll be an incomplete. That'll make it third down and 10 for the Raiders. ...18 seconds remain in the first period. Quarterback Mandera giving some last-minute instructions. He called a re-huddle right there, too. They'll bring them all back in and call a new play. He does it quickly. Mandera up on the ball. Tyran in the backfield, man in motion. Quarterback Mandera back to pass. Throws it. He's got a guy over to the left-hand side, and he almost makes the catch, but it's an incomplete pass down at the 5-yard line. So that'll bring it up fourth down and 10. Ball is at the 15-yard line, 11 seconds to go in the first half. 42-14, UPREP. Madera takes the snap, looks over the middle. He's got a guy over the left-hand side of the end zone. That is complete, and that'll be touchdown Raiders with 6 seconds to go.
And complete to Brandon McFarland for a touchdown.
Brandon McFarland made a spectacular catch in the back of the end zone on the left-hand side. 6 seconds left to go. Bernie will go for two. Score is 42-20 right now. That was an impressive pass, an impressive catch. Same exact play over the middle, and the extra point conversion for two is good. So with 6 seconds left to play, it'll be 42-22 in favor of the UPREP Panthers. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips. So, drops. You've got what it takes. So, be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, here we go. With 6 seconds left in the first period, it's 42 for UPREP, 22 for the Bernie Raiders. Bernie with a nice charge at the very end of this second period. So we'll have a 6-second kickoff. Back deep to receive the kickoff is number 20, Kyle Ellis. And Colton Taylor. There's the approach. There's the kick. It's a short kick over to the right-hand side. That goes to one of the middle linemen there, number 23. He picks it up at the 40, and he's taken down at the 46-47-yard line. Nice return there for Riley Miller. And that will conclude the first half here from Bernie High School. The UPREP Panthers 42, Raiders 22. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with a little first half recap on AM 1460 KCNR.
Imagine winning a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday in September. Play the flat-screen frenzy swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. This isn't any ordinary TV. It's a smart TV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your more chances to win a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in September. Watch your favorite TV show, movie, or game on your very own 65-inch flat-screen with the sound and feel of a movie theater. Swipe to win. Swipe. Play to win. Play. Stay to win. Stay. Cash and free slot play up for grabs, too. Win cash. Flat-screen frenzy. Swipe to win Wednesdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. More fun. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to Lake.
North State High School football exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, back from Bernie High School. It's halftime. We got about a 10-minute break here while the teams go and just kind of regroup. I'll tell you what, the gentleman on the UPrep Panthers, Colton Taylor, is having a great game. Spencer Hartman is having a good game as well. Quarterback Maxwell Yoshida is leading this football team quite well. Bernie started off matching the points on a long 70-yard run by Caden Tyran, and that evened it up, and they made the extra point, and they took the lead 8-7 early on, but they've not been able to keep the pace with the Panthers as of yet. The scoreboard says 42-22, and of course, UPREP running that hurry-up offense, and the Raiders seem to be a little bit confused at times. We'll see if they can resurrect that and fix that problem during the halftime speech that the coach always gives them. We want to thank our friends Muse Concrete along with Wind River and Reading Bank of Commerce and Turtle Bay Museum for being a part of the program here. And the halftime recap show is brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. And also our good friends here locally supporting the community and the football club and all the sports teams here. That's Pitt River Casino, Mike Avalar and David Hawkins. Thank you so much for being part of the event and broadcast here tonight. We appreciate that, and the Bernie Ball Club does as well. They've got a lot of athletics up at this school, and you know the football team needs uniforms and they need equipment, and the baseball and the softball teams, they need uniforms and they need equipment and stuff like that. And it's people like Pitt River Casino that steps up and helps them out. So we just wanted to acknowledge that and thank them very much. Our keys to the game today are brought to you by Reading Kia. And there's been a lot of keys to the game. For the most part, there hasn't been a whole lot of air attack on either side. The quarterback for UPREP, Maxwell Yoshida, has not thrown that much, but what he has thrown, he's been successful with. I don't know the exact yardage on everything here, but they're doing quite well. And then Bernie has got one busy boy on the offensive side, Caden Tyran, who is a 5'10", 165-pound junior. So he is a standout in this game and many of the games that Bernie has had so far. So he'll be coming back next year, and he'll shine as a senior. Brandon McFarland's been in action tonight. Kyler Marks, number 8, is a senior, 180-pound, 5'10", tight end. He's been a little bit busy tonight. And Alex Madera, he does not run out of the shotgun, unlike the UPREP Panthers, which they do. They run the hurry-up offense and the shotgun a lot. For Bernie, they run variations of the wing T with one guy out wide and then two slots, call them slots, and they've been alternating in motion, but that has not been confusing at all for the UPREP Panthers. They are doing their job, and they are following along quite well. So Madera's got his work cut out for him in the second half when they come back. Lots to see and lots to do. The UPREP Panthers are coming back out on the field right now. Bernie will be out here in a moment. We're back for the kickoff in about 6 minutes. So we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing. Cash management services. Space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Get your daily dose of caffeine and support Turtle Bay Exploration Park at Caffeinate for a Cause. On Thursday, September 17th, Dutch Bros locations in Reading and Palisadro will be taken over by local celebrities to serve as your baristas and help raise money for Turtle Bay. Stop by any location between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to support your favorite exploration park. Make sure you like Turtle Bay on Facebook and meet your celebrities. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Reading Entria Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Reading Entria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Reading Entria Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Reading, California.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, hey, he's got to have help inside.
All right, we are back here. Bernie High School football game. Set to go for a kickoff here in just less than a couple of minutes. Score at the moment, 42 for UPrep, 22 for the Bernie Raiders. Bernie came out strong. We're able to keep pace with them to get the game started. But since then, they've not been able to answer all the points that UPrep has been put on the board. So second half could be a different story. We're about to find out. UPrep is on the field. Bernie's not even back out yet. And we're set to go for a kickoff here in less than 1 minute. 50 seconds on the clock as we wind it down. Second half, we'll find out if that's a different story. I think Bernie receives the kickoff second half. Want to say thanks to Pitt River Casino and the folks over there, David Hawkins and Mike Avalar, for being part of the broadcast here tonight. You support your community, and that's really important, and they appreciate that, and we here at KCNR appreciate that as well. Also, Muse Concrete, along with Reading Bank of Commerce, providing you the halftime show, and Turtle Bay Museum. Go to turtlebay.org to see everything that they have going on. They do some great programs over there. for youngsters and, you know, timeless events and things like that. So go to turtlebay.org or go to the museum and check it out for yourself. It's a great place to take the family and the Bernie team now back out. And I said earlier, the Bernie ball club's only got 17 players on the entire team. So a lot of them are playing on both sides of the ball, and that will wear you out really fast. You know, you can be in the best shape ever, but if you're doing double duty and working on both sides of the ball, that can wear a guy out. So we'll see if that has any effect on what goes on the second half. Score right now is 42-22. We're getting ready for the kickoff. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be back at AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. As the winter comes on and children are stuck inside, let's make sure our firearms are stored safely in a locked cabinet or safe. Basic safety rules and a gun owner's ethical code demand this common sense approach to the safety of our friends and our family. To learn more about the responsible use of firearms, call NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's our right and our responsibility.
You're making a difference where it matters most. We can help. The Community Grants Program from Dignity Health, North State supports local, nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, we've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. July 17th is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Do you bank online, use public Wi-Fi, pay at the pump? If so, your identity could be at risk. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your identity, your bank accounts, investments, even your home equity. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-495-9060. 800-495-9060.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We have the UPREP Panthers and the Bernie Raiders. Score right now 42-22. Set to go for the second half kickoff. Thanks to Reading Bank of Commerce for sponsoring the halftime program and all of our other sponsors, Muse Concrete, good people, Reading Bank of Commerce, Turtle Bay Museum. Madera back deep to receive the kickoff. He'll be joined back there by Kyler Marks. This half, as it gets started, Bernie, we will be moving the ball from the left to the right. UPrep will be moving from the right to the left. Madera and Mark set to get the kick. Nice kick. He'll go over to the right-hand side, and Marks will pick it up at about the 15. He'll bring it over like he's going to hand off to Madera. He keeps the ball this time, and he's up out to the 20. He's out to the 30. He's the 35 and 40. One guy to beat. That's the kicker, and he does not beat him, and he's brought down at the 47-yard line, and there is a flag down late on the play. Nice return. We'll get the call here in just a second from the referee. Ball's across the 50-yard line. That'll be a personal foul against UPrep. And that's going to be a late hit, and that'll be an additional 15 yards. 11:45, just underway in the second period right now, 42-22. Bernie is on the move right now. It'll be first and 10. We'll get the exact spot here for you in a second. They're marching the ball downfield right now.
I know that they can't really.
And the ball will, the official spot will be at about the 32-yard line. So that's where the Raiders will start this second half. On their own 32. Looking to move. Madera's got his team up over the ball right now. He's right up on center. They do not run the shotgun here. They run a wing tee offense. Man in motion from left to right, and there's the whistle. Flags out. And that will be a procedure call. False start.
Bernie, back him up.
So that 15 yards extra that they just got a couple of moments ago will now only be a 10-yard benefit, and it'll be first and 15. Ball at now the 37. Man in motion. Madera hands it off over tackle to the left-hand side, and there will be no gain on that play. So that'll make it a second and 15 to go for the Raiders with 11:20 to go in the third period.
Line of scrimmage. Maybe loses a couple. John Downing on the stop.
Clock ticking down to 11 minutes in the third period. Madera hands off right up the middle. And they got about five of those back. That'll be...
55, Tyran on the carry.
Caden Tyran. It's a 9-yard pickup on that one with 10:41 left to play. It'll be
third and 11 for the Raiders.
Third down and about 11 to go. Ball's on the 37-yard line. Madera set to take the snap. Man in motion from the left to the right. Madera back to pass. He's got a host of them on him, and he's dumps it right over the middle. He's got a completion over the middle to number 44 from this vantage point.
And Madera's pass completes number 44, Trent Marin.
Yeah, Trent Marin did pick it up. That not quite enough for the first down. And a UPrep player is down on the field. That'll be an injury timeout. We'll take 60 seconds, and then we'll come back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Turtle Bay's 9th annual fall plant sale is Saturday, September 26th. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, hard-to-find perennials, grasses, shrubs, trees, and more. On September 26th, Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount and 20% for non-members. Plus, free gardening advice will be available throughout the day. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's time to cowboy up and think pink.
September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early. Only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at ReadingRodeo.com.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
All right, we're back here with 10 minutes left to go in the third period. 42-22 is the score, UPREP Panthers. And we're back to go right now. Madera over center, everybody on the line. One guy up the middle. That is going to be number 25, the busiest man on the field tonight, Tyran. And Tyran will not pick up the first down at all. Won't even come close. So they'll turn the ball over on down. So UPREP with 9:52 to go will take over, and they'll be moving from our right to our left. The ball on the 25. UPREP in that hurry-up offense. The ball is now placed at exactly 25-yard line. And Yoshida still calling the signals out there. He's in the shotgun. Nobody in motion. He hands it off right up the middle to Colton Taylor. Colton picks up two or three. Takes two or three guys to bring him down, but he may have picked up a 4 or 5 yard gain on that one. Colton Taylor with a nice run up the middle. Right up on the ball they go. UPREP staying busy. Low snap, hands it over to the left-hand side. Colton Taylor again. Colton Taylor, he's got room to go. Oh, make there. That is Spencer Hartman. Spencer Hartman with a nice run, but a flag is down, and that one's going to come back.
There is a flag on the play.
Good run. That's going to be illegal block in the back. UPREP will have that come back on him after a nice run. Spencer Hartman. Yep, so there's the official call, illegal block in the back. 9:15 on the clock, and that'll march UPREP back down to about the 34. They spot the ball exactly on the 34, almost the 35 right now. Second down. Quarterback keeps out. Yoshida, he fades down. Now he hangs on to the ball, runs over to the right-hand side. He's got more than a first down, and he's up to over right about midfield and down to about the 47. That'll be a first down UPREP right there.
Yoshida calling his own number, good for first
down. Yoshida hung on to the ball that time. He didn't have anybody available to him, so he kept it, went over to the right-hand side for a huge pickup. Now they run it up the middle this time again, and they may have picked up 2 or 3 yards at the most. And that hurry-up offense continues. Yoshida, number 9 for the UPREP Panthers. He's got his team down. He set it. He fakes it, and he hands it off to number 1 of Spencer Hartman. Spencer's down. He's downfield. He's down to the 20, the 10, the 5, and Hartman will score with 8:27 left on the clock. Touchdown, UPREP. Spencer Hartman with a nice run that time to pick up another 6 points for UPREP. 8:27 left on the clock. They're all lined up for the extra point right now. They have been kicking the extra point all night long. And here comes the snap. There it is. There's the spot. There's the kick. It's up, and it is good. So with 8:27 left to play in the third period, it's UPREP 49, Bernie 22, and we'll be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Okay. Ready to go for the kickoff. UPREP kicking from the right to the left. They go way deep. Another one into the end zone, and that will be a touchback. So the Raiders will bring it out to the 20-yard line with 8:21 left to play in the third period, 49-22. And Madeira will now go to work. We got an 80-yard drive staring them in the face right now. UPREP already their defense up on the ball, ready to go. They do not look like they're tired at all. Bernie is up. Madeira set to go, taking the snap. He rolls out to the right-hand side, looking to pass. He's got a guy, and that will be incomplete. Just a little short out. Christensen, the intended receiver right there. He had great defense by UPREP at that time, and he was all over him. Deflected the blast and tackled him all at the same time. It was a good play, good defense. Second and 10 for the Raiders now from their own 20. Madeira set to take the snap right here. Man in motion from the right to the left. He hands off up the middle and nowhere to go. Possible loss, Caden Tyran. He may have lost a couple on that one. It'll be like 3rd and 11 or 3rd and 12. Make that 11, the official spot. Caden Tyran getting a good workout in that number 25 jersey tonight. Now the wing tee offense, one guy far out to the right. Madeira back to pass, had a guy. The guy was not looking, and that's an incomplete pass. That'll bring up fourth down and 11, punting situation. Christopher Coons is back to receive the punt. He'll post himself up right about the 50-yard line, midfield. Christopher Coons is the only man back all by himself right now. There's the snap. There's the kick. It's a good kick. Not too bad. It bounces at the 48. And the Raiders will down it at the 46-yard line of the Panthers. So the Panthers will now go to work. First and 10 from their own 46.
And the flag down. Personal foul, roughing the kicker on UPREP.
Now that's going to change everything. There's the flag down. Roughing the kicker is the call. So that'll give Bernie the ball back with 7:27 left to play. And they'll march 15 yards off in favor of Bernie, and the ball will be placed at the 35. Make that the 34. Tonight's game brought to us by Pitt River Casino right here in Bernie, helping the community out, doing a great job at it. Here comes Madeira. He's up over center right now. He takes a snap, two-step drop. Long throw over to the left-hand side, up down to the 40. That'll be incomplete. Good defense by UPrep that time. McFarland was the intended receiver. It would have been a sizable gain if they would have made that one, but it is no good, and it's second down for the Raiders. Rashida trying to make something happen. They seem to be passing a little bit more this half. And hands it off up the middle. Sizable gain right there. Caden Tyran gets the call, and he's shaking up a little bit. Gets up limping. He'll shake that off. He's a tough kid. And it'll be first and 10 for the Raiders as they approach midfield. So, nice pickup by Caden Tyran. Madera now takes the snap. He hands it off over to the right-hand side. That might be Christensen, and Christensen might pick up just two. Not much of a gain. Maybe 2 yards. Christensen. Okay, they'll spot it with only a 1 yard gain, so that'll make it second nine. 6:29 left to play in the third period. Bernie Raiders and UPrep Panthers. Panthers lead by a score of 49-22 at the moment. Bernie breaks the huddle. Madera up over center. He'll take the snap. Hands it off right up the middle again, and nowhere to go. Maybe a yard pickup on that one. Tyran's gotten most of the calls tonight.
It'll
be third and six. Madera, tight pack. Here we go. He hands it off. Fakes the handoff. Quarterback keeper over to the right-hand side. Madera takes it down to about the 42-yard line, and that'll be good enough for a first down for Bernie.
Madera on the keeper. Cross the 45-yard line up to the 42. Good for the Raiders. First down.
So things are working a little bit better in the second half for the Raiders. They've got a really nice drive. It started at their own 20 with 5:40 left to play in the third period. It's 49-22. Madera's got his huddle and set. He's waiting for the play to come in. Play is brought in by number 21, Nicholas Glazard. And they break the huddle quickly, and they're set to go. Madera now takes the snap. Man in motion. Goes right up the middle. One more time to number 25, Tyran. And he's got a nice sizable gain. Close to the first down.
Tyran on the carry. Takes him about 8. Brought down by number 2, Zachary Wolfer. Number 58,
not quite enough for the first down. It'll be third and short.
Two for the Raiders.
Christensen bringing the play in. He's number 20. They get the play out, and they're out of the huddle and up on the line right now. Third and second and two. Handoff goes right up the middle again, and that is enough for the first down. So Raiders doing something good, and they'll pick up the first down. That was a quarterback keeper on that. He faked the handoff to the fullback of Tyran and hung on to it, found a hole, picked up two or three, and that's a first down for Bernie. Madera takes the snap, hands it up to Tyran, right up the middle, about a 1 yard gain on that one. They're keying on Tyran now. They kind of know what they're doing. Both ball clubs moving quite slow at the moment. Ball at the 30-yard line right now. It'll be second and 10 for Bernie. Bernie up over the ball right now. Madera set to take the snap. A very quick drop. Throws it over the middle. And that pass is broken up and complete.
Broken up by number 57, Dawson Grueler. That's third and 10.
Third and 10 now for Bernie on the ball on the 30-yard line. 4:15 left to go in the third period. Madera takes the snap. He's got a man in motion. Madera back to pass. Quick out to the left-hand side. Incomplete. Pass intended for Kyler Marks. Marks kind of twisted up a little bit. He was open, but the pass was a little bit behind him, and he turned around, tried to grab it, and not enough balance to make that thing happen right there. So that'll bring up a 4th and 10 for the Raiders. Madera up on the ball. He's got a guy in motion from left to right. He fades back to pass. Deep drop, and he's looking downfield all the way down into the end zone. He's got a guy, Christensen, and Christensen dropped the ball. Pass incomplete. That would have been 6 points right there. Tough break for the Raiders, and they'll turn over on downs right now, and UPREP will take it over. Minutes and 4 seconds left to go in the third period. It's 49-22 in favor of the UPREP Panthers. They'll take the ball over right there at the 30-yard line. Shotgun formation. They take it, hand it off to Colton, and Colton is met before he even had control of the ball and brought down for a 2-yard loss. There's a snap, handoff over to the right-hand side, and that might be Colton. He's still going downfield. He's finally brought down across midfield, and that was Colton. Colton goes down at about the 35. It's on the far side of the field. We'll get the exact spot for you and let you know.
Into Bernie territory. Chase down by number 79, Vance Langford, number 69, Noah Cassell.
They'll spot it at the 34 right now, and UPREP is ready to go. 3:27 left to play in the third period. A low snap. They pick it up, no problem, and he falls down all on his own, and there's going to be a late hit on Bernie right there. Number 77. Matthew Elmore. Personal foul against Bernie. That'll be a late hit, and that'll give UPREP a 15-yard penalty in their favor. And they'll march the ball downfield right there with 3:21 left to play. The score is 49-22. Ball down near the 20-yard line right now. Yoshida set to call. He's in the shotgun formation. Man in motion, another low snap. And he'll go down in the backfield. They'll lose about 3 yards on that play.
And Yoshida sacked down by number 69, Noah Cassell.
Two snaps in a row have been really low. Yoshida had a hard time handling them.
Up to 4, we've got a 2nd and 14 for the Panthers.
Panthers on the move, 2nd and 14 right now. Ball inside the 30, 25, right around there. Hands off over to the right-hand side, and the ball carrier slipped and fell.
Recovered by UPREP. Loss of about 5.
Kyle Ellis, the ball carrier, that play. 2:35, clock is ticking right now. Hurry up, offense still in effect for UPREP. They've been able to sustain that all night long so far. And Yoshida set to make the call. He's got a snap. Hands it off over to the left-hand side to number 1, and he's brought down after a short gain. Spencer Hartman. Hartman, the ball carrier.
Sir Hartman on the carry. And brought down by number 44, Trenton Arendt.
Trenton Arendt bringing him down right there.
Brings it up to the
little bit of a gain. Ball now on the 20-yard line. It'll be 4th down. They're going for it. They're going for a kick. They're going to try to make 3-point field goal right here. Low snap. It's placed. Its kick is up. It's got the distance, and it is good. So, you prep with more points on the board. 137 left to play in the third period. Score, you prep 52, Bernie 22. And we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
And there's the kick. It goes deep back into the end zone. Madera takes it right at the goal line. Does the fake handoff. Keeps it over to the right-hand side. He's out to the 10, 15, close to the 20 before he's brought down.
And Madera on the return.
Pretty good return for Madera that time with 1:24 left to play in the third period. So Bernie will take over the ball. Ball at right about the 16-yard line. Bernie moving from the left to the right. Madera. Oh, got a false start. That'll be a 5-yard penalty against Bernie. False start.
Third down, false start against the Raiders.
Third quarter winding down right now with a minute and 14 left to play. 52-22 in favor of UPREP right now. The clock is now moving, and Bernie breaks their huddle, comes on up to the line. And Madera set to take the snap. He's got a guy way out to the right. He hands it off over to the right-hand side. Or he keeps it, rather, over off tackle. Picks up maybe two or three at the most. Winding down the third period. Got enough for about one more play here. Madera set to take the snap. A man in motion. They've kind of split a guy wide out to the right. Tyran takes it over off tackle. He'll pick up maybe three or four at the most. Nowhere near enough for a first down. So that'll be a fourth down situation right now.
Third and 8 for the Raiders.
Okay, make that third down and 8. They've got 6 seconds to get this playoff. 5, 4. They will just get it off. A deep pass over to the left flat, and that is incomplete. Close to midfield. It was a great effort. He had two guys on him. He was pretty close. McFarland, the intended receiver, and that's the end of the third period with a score 52 for UPREP, 22 for Bernie. We'll take a 60-second break, and we will be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Start your week outright with football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Overtime Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on 6 gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until the end of halftime, plus dollar PBR drafts. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Plus weekly draws. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to winriver.com. Football is better at the river.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, back here at Burney High School, set to go. Fourth down and eight for the Raiders. They're in a punting situation. They get the snap. There's the kick. It goes over to midfield. 24 picks it up, bobbles it just a little bit, and falls on it. Christopher Kuntz there, the 24, just couldn't quite get his hands on the ball. So he has to fall on it, and UPREP will go to work from the Burney 40-yard line. We'll see where the official spot. It'll be at the 41. First and 10 from the 41. All right. Fourth quarter now with 11:48 to play. A little bit of confusion on the offensive side for UPREP right now, but they got it together now, and they're ready to go. Snap goes to Yoshida, and there's a flag on the play right as the snap took place. That'll be a false start on UPREP, so they'll march them back 5 yards.
False start against UPREP, backs them up five. Makes it first and 15 for the Panthers.
First and 15 for UPREP as Yoshida's got his team up on the line. A little low snap, and Yoshida will hang on to it. And there's a flag on the play there. Not much of a gain, but we'll see if the flag makes a difference and see what goes on here. That's going to go against UPREP. Another penalty.
Marker down on the play. There was holding.
Holding call against the Panthers.
We'll back them up.
That'll be a holding call.
Get a first and...
long way to go, so it'll be first down. 11:23 left on the clock in the fourth quarter here. We are at Burney High School for the UPREP Panthers and the Burney Raiders. I want to thank our friends at Pitt River Casino sponsoring the broadcast tonight, Muse Concrete and Turtle Bay Museum. All right. Yoshida set to take the snap. He does. Hands it off right up the middle. A couple of yard gain, not much. That'll bring up second and long way to go, about second and 30 to go. Yoshida set to take the snap. Hands it off right up the middle. That might be Colton Taylor. Colton Taylor with a nice gain. Gets it. Picks up 7 or 8 on the play right there. Nope.
34, John Berger on the carry.
John Berger on the carry. Colton's got a little bit of a break.
Tyler Marks.
All right, snap and a handoff over to the left-hand side to number 2, Zachary Wolfer, the ball carrier, and he's brought down immediately. Be a fourth down situation for UPREP right now. They're looking like they're going to kick it away. All right, here comes the snap. There's the kick. It's off, nice and clean. Not a bad kick. Down halfway over and goes out of bounds at about the 43. We'll find out where the exact spot is coming up here in a moment. And it'll be a Burney ball, first and 10 when they make the spot. 9:50 left to play in the fourth period. 52-22 in favor of UPREP.
Hunt at the bounds at UPREP's 45-yard line. Burney will have the ball at UPREP's 45-yard line, first and 10.
First and 10 for the Raiders. The snap goes to Madera. He goes back to pass, throws it wide out far to the left, and that will be incomplete. Had a guy. It was tight coverage.
And for McFarland, incomplete. There's a second and 10.
All right, ball carrier right the middle. There's a fumble on the play, and we'll see who picked that up. UPREP picks up the fumble.
It's loose. Ball is loose, recovered by the Panthers. And then UPREP.
So, unfortunate situation there for the Raiders. They lost the ball, and a tough break. It'll be first and 10 for UPREP with 9:35 left to go in the final period. Ball snap to a new guy, number 81 in the backfield. He hands it off to number 34. Some substitutions taking place now for UPREP. John Berger on the carry.
Inkford and Cassell.
Hurry up offense still in effect. Oshita not in at the moment. Handoff goes off tackle to the left-hand side, and he gets across that line and picks up a sizable gain. Not enough for the first down. And Hoshida now back. Yoshida's getting a break. They got a two fullback situation and a two wings there, and they're snapping the ball. Colton Taylor is back in the game. And the snap goes to number 81. Hands it off to number 2, Zachary Wolfer. And Wolfer is gone down the left-hand side. Touchdown, UPREP.
Number 2, Zachary Wolfer in for the touchdown for UPREP.
So it'll be an extra point situation with 8:26 left to go in the game. 58 at the moment to 22 for Bernie. Extra point set to go. There's the snap. There's a placement. The kick is perfect as always. It's been all night long, and that will make the score 59 to 22 with 8:26 left to play. We'll take a 60-second break and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing. Cash management services. Space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR. Shasta, Ritter.
Back at Bernie High School, set to go for the kickoff. 59-22 with 7:43 left to play. There's the approach. There is the kick. It's a high kick that goes down to about the 20. That's picked up by number 8 on the return, Kyler Marks. He may have had a 7-yard return on that, so the Raiders will take over the ball with 7:20 left to play. And they will start close to their own 30-yard line. Right. The ball right on the 30-yard line. Madera set to take the snap. He's got a guy in motion. Madera is quarterback keeper over right tackle. He'll pick up maybe one before he's brought down immediately. Short gain on that one, 2-3 yards. Maybe it'll be 2nd and 7. And Yoshida with a man in motion from his right to his left hands it up right up the middle, and he is hit hard right as he gets that ball. Caden Tyran took a shot that time.
And on the carry, stopped by 58, Grueler. And 7 for the
clock's ticking down to 6 minutes left in the game. 59-22 in favor of UPrep right now. Yoshida has been given a little bit of a break on the UPrep side. Madera back to pass, fades out hard, and he's got a guy who brings him down for about a 10-15 yard loss. Sacked. Tough shot that time for the Raiders. It'll be 4th and 21. They'll go into a punting situation. Snap is high. Kick is off, and it's good. Nice spiral kick. And UPrep picks it up near midfield and takes it down to the Bernie 43. That'll be Kyle Ellis on the return. There'll be a holding call there against UPrep. So they'll march them back across midfield into their own territory. And with 4:34 left to play, and the ball will be spotted. They start at the 43, and they're going to march off the penalty back towards the UPrep side of the field. And they'll mark it at about right around the 30-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 for UPrep at their own 30. All right, so Yoshida getting a little bit of a break. The snap goes to number 81. He hands it off to number 24, one of the busiest guys. That's Christopher Coons on the run with a short gain.
Berger on the carry. Brought down by number 55, Wyatt Hidlin. Gain 1, 2nd and 9 for the Panthers.
Panthers now facing a 2nd and 9 right now. Number 81 is in the quarterback position. They've been snapping it to him. That is Nathan Herner. Yoshida getting a break now. UPrep ready to go. Herner set to take the snap. They're set. There's the snap. It goes to Herner. He hands it off to number 24. Same ball carrier, Christopher Coons. Coons with another short gain. Looks like it'll be a 3rd down and a long 6. UPrep is up on the ball, but they're not ready. They are down and ready now. Snap goes to Herner. Herner hangs on to it. He's got nowhere to go, and Bernie brings him down at about the 36-yard line, possibly the 35.
Nathan Herner. carrying, brought down by number 69, Cassell. Brings up a fourth down for Euphra.
Be a fourth down for Euphra now. They'll go into a punting situation. Back to receive the punt, Kyler Marks, number 8. There's a kick. Nice kick, too. It goes down to about the 25. Fair catch called. And he just backs away from the ball, and it comes to a dead still roll at about the 23, and that's where it'll be down with 1:26 left to play. And Bernie's got a final shot to pick up a few more points. 59-22 is the score, and the clock is ticking. And Bernie might have time to run one or two more plays. The clock is still running, even though it's dead ball. And here we go. We're set to go. Ball just over the 20-yard line. One, maybe two plays left for Bernie. See if they can make something happen. Madeira is up over center. He's got a man in motion, left to right, takes the snap, fades back the pass, throws it out to the left flat. He's got a receiver, and that is complete for about a 3-4 yard gain. Kyler Marks on the reception. So, not a bad play for the Raiders. Second down, 5, 21 seconds left to go in the game. This could possibly be the final play coming up. Madeira makes the snap, fades back to pass, looks downfield, long ball down around the 40, 45, and that is incomplete. And that will run the clock out. Then your final score from Bernie, the UPrep Panthers, 59. The Bernie Raiders, 22. Ball game is over from Bernie. We'll be back in 60 seconds with a recap of the whole game, and then we'll wrap it up on AM 1460 KCNR.
Only game. It will be one game.
Imagine winning a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday in September. Play the flat-screen frenzy swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. This isn't any ordinary TV. It's a smart TV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in September. Watch your favorite TV show, movie, or game on your very own 65-inch flat-screen with the sound and feel of a movie theater. Swipe to win. Swipe. Play to win. Play. Stay to win. Stay. Cash and free slot play up for grabs, too. Win cash. Flat-screen frenzy. Swipe to win Wednesdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. More fun. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, back here for the wrap-up. Well, the Bernie Raiders had a tough loss tonight to the UPrep Panthers. Final score, 59-22. A great game for UPrep. They are now 3-0. Spencer Hartman had a really good game. Yoshida, their quarterback, led the field. But I'll tell you what, the standout player of the game was Colton Taylor. Colton Taylor had several really good runs. One long run for a touchdown, and they came up here to play tonight. It's much cooler here in Bernie than it is in Redding, so it was perfect. It was nice. It was good. I want to thank all of our sponsors for sponsoring the broadcast here. Of course, Muse Concrete, Turtle Bay Museum, and our good friends at Pitt River Casino. Thank you so much, Mike Avalar and David Hawkins, for putting this thing together and sponsoring the local football team, the Bernie Raiders. They are support of their community like they always have and done since their inception. So it's nice to have them. They've got a sign out here that says, pain is temporary and pride is forever. That's a message from the Pitt River Mini Mart. So thanks to our friends at Pitt River. Thanks to Clint McClurg, who was the coach of Bernie, or is the coach of Bernie. He was able to take some time out of his busy schedule right before the game and talk to us. And Brad Baker, who has been very helpful this week with the pregame show and letting us come and watch their ball club practice up in Reading. We appreciate all that. And we got another game coming up next Friday night. We're not quite sure who the game is yet. We'll let you know as soon as we figure that out. But once again, final score, UPrep 59, Bernie 22. And that's it from Bernie, California. I'm Gary Moore saying thank you so much for joining the broadcast. I appreciate it. My friend Tim Arndt was listening from Auburn. We love that, Tim. Nice to have you. We'll see you in April, buddy. Dan Carroll down in Los Angeles. And a gentleman, Tim Nelson, who is listening to us over in Reno, Nevada tonight. All on AM 1460 KCNR. Thank you all for joining the broadcast, and we will see you next week on AM 1460 KCNR.
She should get rid of the blanket. It's gone now. Let's move on and try to heal ourselves.
Why, thank you, Dr. Kilman. Dr. Buzz Kilman has said it.
Thank you.
Right on. You say, hey, listen. Though, if I were her parents, I would be so embarrassed that Brooke McGlade out of Temple University is my daughter. Yeah. Were you just on TV talking about the Winnie the Pooh blanket? Yeah, I can't find it, and I can't sleep without it. Oh, that's great. That's right. Then you say, you're exactly right. Then you say, tell you what. Why don't you go and see a doctor, or start drinking or something? Because you need—I don't even understand what you're telling me here. So that's ridiculous. Here's another one to tell you that people have forgot already. Don't forget. Oh yeah, they've all forgot. Things are okay. Here's a guy that eats for money. Now apparently this is a big deal, and you can go on the internet according to this guy. And you can make, he made $250,000 last year. And what does he do? He eats. He's a 14-year-old kid. He goes by the name of BJ Patu. He makes up to $1,500 a night by eating at his computer. It's an eating broadcast. It's very simple. You sit in front of your webcam and chat with people while eating large quantities of food, sometimes loudly. This is an example of Mr. B.J. Patu, God bless me, eating on his website where he makes $250,000 last year. People pay him, and they gift him, and a lot of them say they watch because it's entertaining, and other people say it helps them satisfy their cravings without eating. All right. Boy, I'm starving. I wonder if that Patu's on right now. What's he? Let's watch him eat, and then I won't need to eat.
So the people who watch his show give him the money?
Yep.
That's where he gets his money?
They call it gifting. He doesn't they gift him. And so it's sort of, if you want to see me keep going, you gift me. And then you give him something, and he keeps eating. We should just gift him like a mill just to see him blow up on stage. So Patu, here's his thing. It's a 14-year-old eating in front of a webcam, and that has made him $250,000. That's what we're talking about at this very moment, and I'd love to see that, what we're talking about. But let's hear this.
YouTube 구독하기.
And the louder the better. A lot of guys like it loud.
Sure.
14-year-old eating, $250,000. Do you have to work?
How much does he weigh?
Let me see. I can't see
him now. He's got to be eating himself to death.
For $250,000, he's eating himself to death. That is, I just wanted to take a look at him.
Can you see him?
No, I can't. I can't see him now.
YouTube 구독하기.
I can hear him eating. He's being crazy.
Oh.
Mmm. Okay, so once again, people watch him and pay him because they don't want to, they want to be entertained, but they don't want to eat themselves, so they watch him eat, and then they're satisfied. Would that work? If I watched you, if I said I'm starving, and Buzz goes, hey, man, watch me eat this cheeseburger. And I go, oh,
I don't think that works.
I feel great now. Yeah, that's right. And then the other reason I know that America has forgot is it's business back, business as usual in the United States of America, where if you want to get drunk and have sex wherever you want to have sex, you just go and do it. In Norfolk, Virginia, a woman was accused of having sex with a man who was unconscious, lying down in the middle of a parking lot in broad daylight. What?
Well, it all happened in this parking lot. The woman was charged with being drunk in public. I talked to her, and I asked her why the middle of a parking lot in the middle of the day. She told me she was just in the mood.
Is something like this going to happen again?
No.
I don't know.
For couple Kimberly Jackson and Earl Palmer, there's no guarantee they'll hold back from this. The next time, the moment is right.
But everyone wants to be spontaneous. Have you ever been spontaneous?
Not that spontaneous.
Okay. But you see my point.
2 days ago, Jackson was arrested and charged with drunk in public. Police say Palmer was unconscious while the two were doing, well, what couples do.
And all right, hold on a minute. So her boyfriend is unconscious. He's lying in the middle of the road, and it's an awesome picture. He's lying down in the middle of the road in a parking lot, and she's nailing him because she was in the mood and she wanted to be spontaneous. What got her in the mood, of course, was alcohol. And there she was on top of her boyfriend.
Unconscious.
And unresponsive.
And, well, he had to be responsive to her.
No, they said the man was unconscious and unresponsive, and is actually exactly the way Hector makes love. Hold on, let's hear how this ends.
Middle of this parking lot.
I consented, but I had a little too much to drink, so I passed out.
Did you think you wouldn't get caught?
The alcohol made me think that I wouldn't. I'm not.
That's right.
Yeah, of course it did. Tequila makes your pants fall off, or tequila makes you, and tequila made me crazy. Or whatever. But they, of course, the
tequila
alcohol
lied to you.
It lied to you. Tequila. I'm telling you that is exactly right. She said the greatest line in the world. She said, "Alcohol made me think this was
right.
Okay."
Right?
Right? Right. Let me hear this. Hold on a minute.
You know, erotic public sex or anything like that, but. And that was all the alcohol.
Someone nearby snapped these photos of the two, and we showed the couple. After seeing the pictures, they say they'll pick somewhere more private for future escapades.
She had knees, I had knees. It just happened.
It just happened. I want to talk to the boyfriend.
Well, it seems, you know, it doesn't seem, I mean, it's almost inspirational. I mean, it seems like they had fun, nobody got hurt. Why not do it again?
Well, wait a minute. He, the guy, the man in the parking lot in Norfolk, Virginia, was unconscious. And she
it does
just
raised the point of what? How they did it.
Now, I'll tell you, you turn that around. Let's say she was unconscious. You know where I'm going, Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
Let's say she was unconscious. In Virginia, in a parking lot, in the broad daylight, and this man, she was unconscious and unresponsive, and this boyfriend right. jumped on her and had the love.
Yeah, that would be spontaneous rape.
Yes, that's exactly right. So this woman said the booze made her jump on her boyfriend and have the love. Yes, Jib, what is it, sir? 844-4 JB Show. Yes, Jib.
Good morning, gentlemen at BrandMeyerShow.com. I wanted to let you know I'm really upset that I have to agree with Mr. Trump on this one. I cannot believe the Chinese are taking our jobs. It used to be our job to get fat in front of a computer. Now they're doing it.
That's
and
right.
They're making more money.
Making a quarter of a bill a year. That's correct, Jib. Chinese are beating us and eating in front of a camera on the web. And the people in Virginia are beating us for having sex in parking lots with unresponsive drunk men. And to that lady out there, her name, I love that she was interviewed on TV. What was her name again? Hold on.
Well, it all happened in this parking lot.
In the parking lot,
got
that.
The woman was charged with being drunk in public. I talked to her, and I asked her why the middle of a parking lot in the middle of the day. She told me she was just in the mood.
Is something like this going to happen again? No.
No. All right. Well, okay. She was in the mood. Whatever. Oh, what's her name? Oh, Kimberly Jackson, if you know.
It's more than a coincidence that the boyfriend is wearing a Superman T-shirt.
It's crazy, right? I mean, in the middle of the parking lot. You know what it is? She did say the alcohol made her think it was all right, and I think, Kimberly, this is for you. Pay attention.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them.
It's Johnny B.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Start your week outright with football, tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until the end of halftime, plus dollar PBR drafts. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Plus weekly draws. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to winriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have car locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Get your daily dose of caffeine and support Turtle Bay Exploration Park at Caffeinate for a Cause. On Thursday, September 17th, Dutch Bros locations in Reading and Palisadro will be taken over by local celebrities to serve as your baristas and help raise money for Turtle Bay. Stop by any location between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to support your favorite exploration park. Make sure you like Turtle Bay on Facebook and meet your celebrities. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Johnny B.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, it's on! Do you know that fantasy football is not just a guy thing anymore? I'm reading out of a magazine called Fantasy Football is Not Just for Guys Anymore. 20% of women plan to participate in a fantasy football league this year. 75 million Americans participate in fantasy football. 23 million women. Crazy! What kind of players do fantasy football bettors most commonly want? In-demand position quarterback. And I had T-ball, followed by running back and wide receiver. There it is. You want to play to win? Now you're talking. When there's money involved, otherwise I wouldn't spend a nickel thinking about this. But I'm going to tell you, there's money involved. Now, big money from DraftKings.com. Your season-long fantasy football lineup is locked in right now, ready for action. You don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test starting Sunday at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. Kick the season off by winning $2 million. $2 million. Come on, Hector! Let's go! The biggest fantasy football season ever. $10 million in prizes up for grabs. $2 million for first place, $1 million for second. That's right, ladies. Beat your old man at it. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, the players you want. Pick your players, pile up the points, and cash in. You have never experienced football like this. It isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Hurry to DraftKings. Hey, Johnny, can I try it for free? Sure you can. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code JohnnyB, J-O-H-N-N-Y-B, the letter B, to play free. Johnny B to play for free. Sing it with me, Billy. That's horrible. Shot at $10 million. That's Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Johnny B for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And, baby, the NFL is on!
Football season is right around the corner.
All right, for some of you, this is a holiday. The NFL, pro football, is back.
But what a way to kick off the NFL season.
Are we ready for some football?
Nothing more American than football.
Football!
Yeah! Yeah!
You cooking, all?
watch football with my pants open all day.
I think it's safe to say that all these fans came out here to watch a game of football.
Football? Isn't the season over?
And I like football.
That's a woman right there. Isn't the season over? It didn't even start. Well, it did start last night. Patriots over the Steelers, 28-21. I believe Buzz refers to the Patriots as cheaters. And
Bill Belichick is a cheater pass.
They win last night.
And that will do it. So the season has opened with a victory by the Super Bowl champions. Never trail. Tom Brady, 4 touchdowns. Another big night.
That's right. 4 touchdowns. And don't forget who got the touchdowns. 3 to the Gronk. These nuts!
There's only one thing you can deflate. These nuts!
That's right. Rob Gronkowski. Brady throws 4 touchdowns, 3 to tight end Gronkowski, and the Pats win. And the big problem is they're cheating again, according to Mike Tomlin, who said that. Then this seems normal to me. He says Steelers coach Mike Tomlin was irate after the game. He said the coaches, the Steeler coaches, couldn't communicate because audio of the Patriots radio broadcast was blaring in their headsets. Was blaring.
It'll disrupt your game.
You're talking. You're like this. What are we going to do with 617? 617 on 3. Big way, if you're down in downtown New England. They're listening to a radio broadcast. Mike Tomlin, what are you talking about?
That's always the case.
Here?
Yes. We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half on our headsets.
Now, can you imagine that? What is going on? And then they say that's always a problem. The NFL issued their statement about the Steelers' headset issues. Once again, this is Mike Tomlin.
That's always the case.
Here?
Yes. We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half on our headsets.
Wow, that's too bad. I hope it was a good show. Now, the NFL says, in the first quarter of tonight's game, the Pittsburgh coaches experienced interference in their headsets caused by a stadium power infrastructure issue.
Uh-huh.
Or Mr. Cheater Pants.
Uh-huh.
Which was exacerbated by the inclement weather. The coaches' communications equipment, including the headsets, is provided by the NFL for both clubs on the same game day. Once the power issue was addressed, the equipment functioned properly with no additional issues. So, is he saying, the head of the NFL, the spokesman, Michael Sonora, is he saying that the Patriots were also hearing their radio broadcast?
Yes.
I would love to get that. I would love to see if we could get the Packers and the Bears as they open the season in Chicago. I would love to see if they can get our podcast in their headsets while they're working.
It'd be fantastic to broadcast to them during the game.
Yes. I see. I wonder if they would allow us. I'm gonna pitch that and see if they will say that would be something that they might be interested in. But I love the fact that Mike Tomlin goes, it's always the case. Whenever we're on the field with New England, we always hear their radio broadcast in our headset.
That's always the case.
It's always the case. It really.
That's always the case.
That's crazy. Either way, they won. New England, that was the very first. I got a taste of it. New England, 28. Pittsburgh, 21. Okay, is there any update on that lady who lost, the 18-year-old girl who lost her Winnie the Pooh blanket? Any update on that?
A university student is begging for your help tonight. This is a story that just grabbed my heart. She needs help finding something she's held very close since the day she was born.
18-year-old Brooke McGlead can't keep her mind off of something very dear to her heart that she lost last Thursday. Brooke lost her Winnie the Pooh blanket.
Hector, any update? Is there any update on the lady in Philly who lost her Winnie the Pooh blanket?
No.
All right.
Y ahora, el director de noticias que piensa que sus píldoras azules que le da su esposa son vitaminas Flintstone, Buzz Kilman.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, a day before, that would be yesterday, a day before the 14th anniversary of 9/11, an incredible photo emerged showing a rainbow appearing to originate from the World Trade Center. And that photo's gone viral. The photo by Ben Sterner, the CEO of sports marketing company Leverage Agency, soon went viral. Others began posting their own versions of that rainbow. None captured the exact angle of Sterner's, which apparently was quite spectacular. He told an NBC affiliate in New York that he saw it just after 7 a.m. yesterday morning. And of course, the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that killed nearly 3,000
people. Wait, do you see it on your
people.
Screen? Look at it.
I know. I know.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I mean,
rainbow appears.
You know,
but what was the day before 9-1-1? If it appeared today, that would really be something.
Well, you can make of it what you will.
Okay.
The day before, the day of.
It is beautiful. After. Yeah. As long as they don't forget.
That's good.
There'll be the anniversary of the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people will be commemorated in ceremonies today. The new Memorial Plaza at New York's Ground Zero that opened last year will be open to the public after a private ceremony for the victims' families this morning. A day after Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal launched an all-out assault against Donald Trump, the Republican presidential candidate resumed where he left off, going after Trump once again this morning. However, even Jindal, who was polling at 0.3% nationally, had to admit it's been fun to watch the billionaire talk his way through the campaign. He says, I think Trump has tapped into a genuine frustration with D.C. During a speech Thursday at the press club in Washington, Jindal said Trump was weak, insecure, and dangerous, while comparing the egomaniac to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's right.
Just because a lot of people like watching Kim Kardashian, said Jindal, we wouldn't put her in the White House either, would we?
I would.
Why not? I've been there for a while.
Yeah. Wow.
Wouldn't mind seeing her as the first lady.
Hello, my lady.
All right. Well, she would be if Kanye wins, of course.
Right. Yeah. Carly
Fiorina. Hold on a minute, pal. You missed Bobby Jindal, the number one thing he said.
Oh, you got
Bobby? I think it's pretty outrageous for him to be attacking anybody's appearance when he looks like he's got a squirrel sitting on his head. I think he should stop attacking other people's appearance.
Bobby Jindal. Now, see what I'm saying? What's happened now? Carly Fiorina, her face is being attacked by Trump. Then you say, well, wait, what about your face? What about your hair?
Yeah, I think it's pretty outrageous for him to be attacking anybody's appearance when he looks like he's got a squirrel sitting on his head. I think he should stop attacking other people's appearance.
Is this really happening?
Yes, it is.
In America, but is this really happening?
And that a squirrel on your head, I mean, that's such an old reference. I mean, it's irresistible, of course. What is that, a beaver on your head? What is that, a raccoon on your head? Yeah, I mean, it's endless. And it's funny, so let's all say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't like Kylie Fiorina's face, then you got a squirrel on your head.
I think it's pretty outrageous for him to be attacking anybody's appearance when he looks like he's got a squirrel sitting on his head. I think he should stop attacking other people's appearance.
Man, these debates are going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
Yes, they are.
Oh, boy.
Carly is going to be in them, too.
Yoo-hoo for Buzz's girlfriend.
CNN changed its rules that would have limited the primary stage debate to the top 10 candidates. The new rules permit any candidate polling in the top 10 since the first debate on August 6th to join the field. And Carly Fiorina did that, so she'll be on stage with Donald Trump. And, of course, CNN's Jack Tapper will moderate the debate with Jake.
Jake, my man. Jake Tapper.
Best friend.
That's right. My best friend. What did Trump say about Carly Fiorina when he was on so many shows yesterday with Cuomo?
Let me start off by clarifying once again, not that I should have to, but when I was talking about Carly Fiorina, I was not talking about her looks. I was talking about her persona. I was saying, look at the face of that persona. I mean, come on, it doesn't get any more. Yuck.
All right. I think that's a fake Trump. Go to Carly Fiorina and Greta Van Susteren and Trump talking about, or no, I guess this is Carly talking about Trump.
What are your thoughts? You want to take this one back about Carly Fiorina?
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, this is Trump talking about Carly Fiorina. Okay, here we go. So, and by the way, Greta, you talking about a face. Greta Van Susteren.
She doesn't look bad, does she? I mean, she got her eyes fixed.
I don't know what happened. No, something. I don't know how she did it, but she changed her look. I think she went to the same surgeon that Renee Zellweger went to.
Be a different they turn you into a different person.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, by the way, Hector, that wasn't Trump I just heard go yuck, was it?
Yes.
Okay. The first he says yes. All right, Greta Van Susteren and Trump on Carly Fiorina.
What are your thoughts? You want to take this one back about Carly Fiorina?
No, I'm talking about persona. We're talking only about her persona.
The remark was about her face and not about her persona. So, but
no,
anyway,
the whole thing
it
all goes hand in hand, and much of the many of the statements. Okay. And if you notice, I'm leading with women, and this is nothing new because a colleague of yours mentioned something during the last debate. So this is nothing new, and yet I'm leading with women. Many of those comments are made as an entertainer because I did The Apprentice. It was one of the top shows on television. I decided not to do it again because I wanted to run for president, but some comments are made as an entertainer, and as everybody said, as an entertainer is a much different ballgame.
It is. It's Trump.
He was talking about her face.
With Greta Van Susteren. We said yesterday, hey, nice persona. Look at her persona. Man, she's got a nice looking persona.
Yeah.
That persona is awesome. So the next Republican debate now does include Fiorina. Here's the lineup. Huckabee, Cruz, Paul, Rubio, Carson, Bush, Walker, Kasich, Fiorina, and Christie. Let the fun begin. September 16th at the Reagan Library, moderators Jake Tapper and Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt. Who's Hugh Hewitt? What does he look like?
I don't know.
What's his persona like? What's his persona like? Do you know what he looks like? I want to see him. Let me see a picture of Hugh Hewitt. Because I know the name. It's certainly a well-known name in show business in the news
world. He just got into it with Trump during an interview.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
You know that.
I do know that last night on the Colbert Show, Joe Biden said he is not yet ready to run.
I don't think any man or woman should run for president unless, number one, they know exactly why they would want to be president, and two, they can look at the folks out there and say, I promise you, you have my whole heart, my whole soul, my energy, and my passion to do this. And I'd be lying if I said that I knew I was there.
That's right. He's not there.
He's not
ready
to run.
Yeah, he didn't even look. He looked down. He was sitting with Colbert. He looked down. He didn't look like he was into it. But who knows? You're saying your guess is Joe Biden will not run.
I mean, I watched it, and I like Joe Biden. I'd love to see him run. Because he's very entertaining.
Another entertainer in the mix.
But I do think that his son dying and stuff has really hit him hard, and I don't think he's ready to do
it. It's got to be hard to get over it. I think what he said was very, very honest. The way he said it was like, listen, unless you can look in the American public's eyes and say, listen, I'm really into this, you know. Right. But everybody looks into our eyes and tells us they're into it and are going to change, and they don't.
They're liars.
So, Joe, get in anyway. Just get in, and
maybe everybody will just fall out, and Joe will be the last guy standing.
Right, right.
I mean, it could happen. You just walk into the White House. How you doing?
Boom. How's it going, everybody? Biden back in the house, in the big chair, baby. That's what I'm saying. So that's last night on Colbert. Joe Biden saying he's not yet ready to run.
With all the talk about this race, it's easy to forget that we're still 14 months from Election Day, which means we're just 9 years away from the end of the Trump presidency. Thank you for your service, sir. In fact, a new CNN poll shows Trump in first place with 32%, more than his two closest rivals combined. He's now towering so high in the polls, he's turned his own bar graph into luxury condos.
I should have stopped at the first one. I like the first one better. The first joke is good. That's it. Our Late Show with Stephen Colbert continues the opening week. Stephen King tonight. Paul Simon. Why would they have a Paul Simon tribute band without Paul Simon? This is completely erroneous. It says the Paul Simon's tribute band.
Trump's on there next week.
Yeah, next week. That's right. That'll be good. That'll be very good. But so right now, I cannot. It doesn't make a bit of sense. Is Paul Simon on that show? Just talk to me. Stop typing. Paul Simon. Why would Colbert book a Paul Simon? Well, maybe that's a good idea. Because people are tired of just seeing bands on TV. When I see a band on TV and I don't like the band, that part's gone.
Maybe Paul Simon is tired. He doesn't want to be on the show.
Paul Simon is so tired. When Colbert asked him to be at his debut week on CBS, he said, I'm just so tired, but I'll send a tribute band.
That's right.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, pension, savings, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 1-800-426-3569 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 1-800-426-3569.
Some people don't use Cars.com. This is what they hear when they service their car.
It's your flabbergaster. It's all fandangled.
Oh, okay.
You know the doohickey that connects to the thingamabob?
Yeah.
Well, it's missing the bamboozle, and that's causing a lot of flim-flam, so I got to do up the doodad.
For the rest of us, Cars.com has introduced a revolutionary new service and repair feature. Now you can know what to pay for parts and labor in your area.
So that'll cost about $200, right?
That's right.
Research, price, find. Get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer. And with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel in math this coming fall. Call now, 866-598-6284, or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in past due federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help, and the sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about your student loan payments. If you have more than $10,000 in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-506-5810. 800-506-5810. Completely wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call now. 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law us that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand. Go to BrandmeierShow.com and subscribe to the podcast. You'll get instant access to past shows and new shows emailed to you daily. Sign up now at BrandmeierShow.com and listen anytime you want. It's Johnny B. in your hand and on demand.
Thank you, lady. Good point to the boys and girls. That's right. Get the show emailed to you daily, the podcast, BrandmeierShow.com. If you're not getting the whole show, and you people know who's not getting the whole show, that's right. You know where to go. BrandmeierShow.com also streams live. I have a puffy finger, and I have pus coming out of it. And you say, well, wait a minute. Hey, Johnny, what happened to your finger? Because we're so concerned about you and your finger. I had to go to a Northwestern emergency care yesterday because, I got to tell you something. That is a good time. I had a fishing hook stuck in my finger, and I yanked it out myself. And then it didn't even bother me for like a couple weeks. It didn't bother me. All of a sudden, it just started blowing up. And as I'm in there, and I'm telling the nurse, the doctor, she was a woman. I'm sorry. She was a great doctor. I said to her, yeah, I said, this is really killing me. And the doctor gave me some antibiotics. She gave me some ointment. She told me to soak my finger into Epsom salt and hot water. And she said, then she gave me a tetanus shot. And then I said, wow, okay, man, I didn't realize how much this could hurt. And she said, well, she takes her gloves off. Now you know how the fish feel. And she walked out the door.
But I'll probably be out fishing.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you. That's the greatest doctor ever. Yeah. Toby Keith was on Cold Fair last night. Thank you, doctor. Good advice. Now I know how the fish feel. And I don't care.
It's Johnny B.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
There's this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House Friday in memory of the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001.
The President and First Lady joined White House staffers on the South Lawn, marking the moment when the first hijacked plane hit the World Trade Center 14 years ago. After three bell tolls, the Obamas bowed their heads to remember the 9/11 victims and their families, and they placed their hands over their hearts as a bugler played taps.
Greg Cluxton reporting for the White House. State fire officials say the northern California town of San Andreas is no longer under an evacuation order, but its 2,700 residents have been told to be prepared to leave as a big and fast-growing wildfire burns nearby.
Families with seniors, disabled, or children and pets should consider evacuating sooner than later. It's best to err on the side of caution as the roads are small.